Good Monday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Cold weekend. We will see some relief here this week. It will warm up, but sounds like next weekend, a chance of perhaps rain and maybe even some snow. There were some parts of our region that did see snow. I saw 2-3 inches that fell across parts of North Central, Northwestern, North Dakota, parts of South Dakota also saw that. I saw some flurries here locally Saturday night, but it was cold out there. It didn't feel as bad today. Maybe I'm getting used to it, but nonetheless, we had a killing freeze overnight to Friday and into Saturday as well. We're starting the morning here with cloudy skies, 25 degrees, winds out of the west-southwest, 5 miles an hour. Winds will pick up today, partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, 40 for our high. South winds 10 to 25, looks like 46 for the high for tomorrow, and then a change coming for the weekend, so brace yourself for that. There's a growing need for food assistance across the Red River Valley as the federal government shutdown delays SNAP benefits for many families. Pastor Devlin Brooks with Churches United says their food pantry is seeing the effects firsthand. Brooks says the best way is to help through direct support, whether it's giving financially, donating food, or volunteering. Morehead police are investigating a burglary at the Antique Mall. The break-in happened late Friday or early Saturday. At least 2 coin cases inside the mall were shattered. Former Morehead police officer Brad Schenck, who served the department for 16 years, died Saturday after a battle with brain cancer. He was 44. Morehead police say Schenck was the kind of officer you wanted by your side, describing him as steady, dependable, and deeply committed. Schenck was a Marine, a Master Sergeant of the Air National Guard, a SWAT sniper, husband, dad, and friend. The department said Schenck continued to serve the community when he could during his cancer battle and remained a source of inspiration to everyone who knew him. He is survived by a wife and 3 children. One person was hurt Saturday night when a vehicle hit a deer on Highway 646 near Kindred. Female passenger complained of pain from airbag deployment and was assessed by Kindred ambulance staff. She was then taken to a Fargo hospital for treatment. The driver was not hurt. The Fargo City Commission plans to discuss a suspended distribution of glass pipes for drug users at its City Commission meeting tonight. City suspended the pipe distribution program last week, citing potential concerns with interpretation of current state law. The pipes were part of Fargo's expanded syringe services program at the Harm Reduction Center. The program distributed nearly 5,000 pipes across more than 7,000 visits since launching in February. Charlie Kirk Elementary is among 29 finalists for a new Fargo school name. School board members will rank the 29 names at their Wednesday board meeting and select 5 finalists for a new elementary school that will be located at the current Horace Mann School location. And firearms deer hunting season is off to a strong start after the opening weekend in North Dakota and Minnesota. Officials say the harvested numbers look good, helped by mild weather and good visibility. Hunters are reminded to register their harvest promptly and practice safety in the field as the season continues through much of November. 504, Jay Stenman has arrived. It was cold this weekend.
Yes, it was.
You must be acclimated. He has a short sleeve shirt on today.
Well, getting ready and you're not on time. You kind of move faster and you get a little sweatier.
I gotcha. It, maybe I'm used to it after 2 days maybe. Of super cold. I had to let the dog out because for some reason the dog,
was
not in the kennel last night, Logan. Way to go. So I let him out and I thought, boy, it doesn't feel quite as bad as it did Friday and Saturday. Maybe because there's not much of a breeze. That breeze does matter.
It does because it felt kind of like even over at Nemzik and Morehead on Saturday that if you were down on the field, it wasn't too bad. But then when you got up in the bleachers, just even going up basically, you know, a flight of bleachers, it got a little bit breezier, a little windier. However, we do have a little booth there for James and myself, and I was proactive enough to bring a small heater.
Oh, that was very smart of you. Yeah, if you have the ability to plug something in when you're outdoors, the hunters couldn't do that unless they had heated vests or boots or whatever. But
I mean, they
smart. Whoops.
Hello.
so annoying.
I wish your cell phone would not ring like that when we're in the middle of
summer. It wasn't my phone. It was the fact that Wendy's, it was a pop-up ad that Wendy's is closing 300 stores nationwide.
I thought you were going to say Wendy's has tendies now, but I guess not.
No. Maybe they do. I haven't been to Wendy's in like forever.
That's the big commercial. They thought
Wendy's,
about renaming.
Is that what they say? Wendy's has tendies?
Well, Wendy's has tendies, and they thought about renaming it. Maybe we should rename our store Tendies instead of Wendy's. So.
Well, what's 300 stores nationwide?
That's a lot.
You think?
I don't know how many stores they have.
I bet they have a lot. I bet they have over 1,500.
Well, that could potentially be six stores per state if you break it down that way.
It says, I'm not even close. There was 7,166 Wendy's restaurants. So this is worldwide. 6,000, though, in the U.S.
Mm.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
300? That's fine.
I guess.
And if they're not performing, they're not performing.
All they have to do is make spicy chicken sandwiches, Wendy's nuggets, and Frosties.
Who's going to make them when we can't find the help?
I don't know. They're supposed to find quality help.
It's not so easy. Easier said than done.
In the sports world, Minnesota Vikings,
I gave them too much of my time yesterday.
Get this. I watched my beloved Buccaneers play yesterday, and they lost, which they deserved to lose because they didn't play well. But literally, it came down to three plays of about 49 or more yards. A 49-yard touchdown run, like a 55-yard touchdown run, and a 72-yard pass completion for a touchdown. Those three plays, if the defense plays better, Tampa can find a way to win yesterday, and they could not. So it was all on the defense yesterday. So I look over at the Vikings score, and it was close. The Vikings had a lead. Then I look at the scoring summary, and all Baltimore was getting was field goals. But then all of a sudden I look, and it was 27-13, and I was kind of confused as to what was happening. The Vikings did get a touchdown. They went for two because the new math tells us these days, go for two early on. So that way if you get it, then all you have to do is get a touchdown and kick an extra point to win the game. But it didn't matter because they didn't get that second touchdown. No. Vikings fall 27-19. J.J. McCarthy completed 20 of 42 passes, 248 yards with one touchdown and two interceptions. Aaron Jones ran the ball nine times for 47 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Naylor had five catches for 124 yards and a touchdown. Minnesota is now 4-5 on the season. They will now host the Chicago Bears on Sunday, November 16th, with a noon kickoff time. Game coverage available on Fox.
Are the Bears any good this year?
Yeah, they're much improved over last year. Okay. They've got an actual NFL head coach. Last year, they did not have an actual NFL head coach because their former head coach is now the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. And if you'll notice, the Cowboys' defense is terrible. Just saying. I don't think that's a coincidence. Hmm. Not that the defense was good before he got there, but still. high school volleyball, Minnesota had their state championships, and in the Class AA division, number one seed Holly came back and beat number three seed Chatfield in five sets to repeat as state champions, 20-25, 21-25. They came back and won the last three sets, 25-17, 25-16, and 15-8. Katie Vetter led the Holly with 15 kills, followed by 12 kills from Annika Johnson. So congratulations to the Holly girls. They repeat as state champions. I think I saw some stuff on social media from one of the parents over there in Holly that I know, and so they were pretty excited about that.
I bet they are. Yeah.
Minnesota High School football tournament continues on Friday in the 6A division. Moorhead, after another upset win, they will take on another upset victor in Lakeville South, who beat Maple Grove, and Maple Grove beat Moorhead earlier on in the season. I think that might have been without Jet Feeney. That will be at 7:30 p.m. on Friday. Saturday, in the A division, Breckenridge will take on Murray County Central at 11:30 a.m. And in the 3A division, DGF takes on Waseca at 2 p.m. So three local teams playing down there at the bank this weekend in, I believe, all of the state semifinals. Minnesota Wild, they shut out the Calgary Flames, believe it or not, 2-0 on Sunday night. Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov each scored a goal. Joel Eriksson-Ek recorded two assists. Jesper Wallstedt saved all 36 shots he faced in net. Maybe he's starting to come around, the young goaltender prospect who the Wild have high hopes for. Minnesota improved to 7-7-3 on the season, so they are getting closer to being above 500, so that is a good sign. Tuesday, the Wild take on the San Jose Sharks at 7 p.m. on guess the service, unless you already looked at the report.
I didn't pay attention. Something you can't watch?
No, something I can watch, actually.
Oh.
It's going to be on Hulu, I guess.
Oh, on Hulu.
I did not know
but
Hulu
But not
was
everybody
coming.
Has Hulu. That's the annoying
no.
thing about it.
I know. Let's see. This weekend, the Fargo Force, they lost at Lincoln on Friday 3-0. They followed that up. They were ahead 3-1 heading into the third. Is that how it was? Yeah, I saw it was 3-1 going into the third. They were ahead. They lost 7-4.
Ouch.
So I don't know how that happened, but it did.
Seven is a lot of goals.
Yes, I know. I'm sure they got some empty netters. Let's see. Men's college hockey. North Dakota took on Omaha this weekend. Friday night, they had a big 7-2 win. Saturday, they followed up with a 4-1 win. Minnesota Golden Gophers, they won 3-0 on Friday. And then Saturday, they completed the sweep by winning a 4-1. Concordia College men's hockey versus Augsburg. Friday night, they had a 2-1 overtime win. Saturday, a 4-1 loss. Minnesota Timberwolves, I didn't even know they played last night. But then again, I was asleep.
Well, I didn't either.
I was going to sleep by 8:30.
Yeah, I was sleeping super early, too.
Yeah, so, you see in the middle TV there, see the new sweatshirts they have? They've got, it's a campaign. It's, I forget what the lady said it was called, but that sweatshirt and the hat that actually James and I both have.
MSUM Dragons?
Yeah,
it's
a military veteran salute sweatshirt, and the proceeds go back to veteran-funded charities and stuff.
Awesome.
So it's a really nice sweatshirt, too, by the way. We saw those this week.
That is a very nice sweatshirt, yeah.
Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Kings last night 144-117. Defense is optional in the NBA this year. Wolves had 7 players in double digits. Anthony Edwards had 26. Jaden McDaniels had 21. Wolves are now 6-4 after that loss that they had to the New York Knicks. They will visit the Utah Jazz. Tip-off schedule for 8 p.m. Available on NBA League Pass and FanDuel Sports North.
I'm going to go fire them up on Saturday. I'm going to be there.
On which day?
Denver. Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
You will not.
Yes, I will.
Are you going to be at the Timberwolves
yes.
game? You are?
Yes, James and I got invited by Jimmy's parents.
We're all going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
We'll probably have better seats, though.
I'm sure you will. You may see me up in the rafters somewhere.
I'll wave to you and Milos then and Logan up there.
I was going to go try to find his mom and dad at the game, so that's I didn't know you boys were going. That's awesome.
Yeah, they asked like last week, and so I asked the wife, and I'm like, well, we got to go down to Mankato anyway, and if we go to the game, then I probably won't be back till Sunday. And she's like, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
We had an extra ticket because it was cheaper to buy 4 versus 3 because that's just the way it is, so we're going to pick up my 10-year-old nephew in Sartell and bring him along.
Sweet.
He's a huge sports fan.
There you go. This weekend, that game ended up closer than I thought. MSUM defeated Jamestown this weekend on Senior Day, 44-20. Gage Florence broke the all-time Division II reception record. He entered the game with 382 career receptions. He needed 5 to set the record. He needed 4 to tie. So what did he do? He went out and got 10. So now he has 392 receptions and counting. He's got a game this weekend at Mankato, so there is a chance he could set that all-time record up even higher and maybe hit 400 if he has a good game, so we'll have to wait and see. Jack Strand, he broke another record. He broke the NSIC total touchdowns record, so, you know, why not? I mean, he's got, I don't even remember now, 123 passing touchdowns or something crazy, plus the running touchdowns he's had. Concordia played McAllister on Saturday. They were down early, but they came back and win 17-14. And then up at the Alaris Center, up until the fourth quarter, UND had a lead, but Cole Payton gets into the end zone. NDSU ends up defeating UND 15-10. Bison win the regular season Missouri Valley Conference title. And my Coyotes, who I have counted out week after week, I'm going to have to do that one more time when they go on the road this weekend, but they get a win against South Dakota State 24-17 in the battle for South Dakota. So I don't know. I'll just keep doubting them, I guess. PGA Tour Worldwide Technology Championship in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Ben Griffin won the tournament at 29 under par. Tom Hoagie tied for 18th at 21 under par. So not a bad weekend spending it down in Cabo San Lucas and golfing while you're down there. This week on our family of stations, first on our sister station, The Flag. Maybe we should probably do this. Nah, we'll do it by station. Otherwise, it'll get confusing. Friday, we'll have the Dakota Bowl. Fargo Davies taking on Bismarck Century at 6:30 p.m. Just a note, in the 2A division, we had Central Cass and Kindred in the playoffs. Central Cass lost a heartbreaker 21-17 to Minot North. And Kindred went to overtime against Devil's Lake, a team they had handled at the beginning of the season. They went to overtime, and they got a touchdown. Devils Lake had gotten a touchdown, kicked the extra point. The extra point for Kindred got blocked. And so they lost 28-27 in overtime and a heartbreaker. Saturday, MSUM will have their regular season finale as they will be down in Mankato. We'll get up bright and early and leave and go all the way down there. We'll have an 11 a.m. pregame, 12 p.m. kickoff right here on WDAY this week. EDC volleyball quarterfinals will start on Tuesday. We'll have West Fargo taking on Fargo-Shanley at 6 p.m. That should be held over at West Fargo High School, so that's where James and I will be. Thursday, we should have a semifinal matchup. That will be determined later. And then Saturday, Larry Knutson and Concordia Cobbers will be at Carlton, 12 p.m. kickoff with Larry the Legend on all that. And Carlton's another school in the city, correct?
Yep.
And then, of course, stay tuned this week. We'll have some primetime sports from 6:30 to 7 p.m. when we don't have games and things going on.
All right. So right now the wind's not too strong, so it actually doesn't feel awful out there. The winds will pick up today, partly sunny, 40 for the high, winds south 10 to 25, 30 our overnight low. Tomorrow will be warmer, partly sunny, 46 for the high, with winds northwest 15 to 25, 21 the overnight low. Sunny breezy on Wednesday, 41 for the high, northwest winds 10 to 20. I saw Dino put something on Facebook like, oh no, about the weather coming up this weekend. And then I looked at WDAYRadioNow.com. It looks like there's a chance of rain and or snow in our forecast.
Oh, fun.
You know, we did have some flurries here locally, but there was some, even the Chicago area, somewhere like out that way, Illinois, Indiana, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I saw they were calling for lake effect snow, Michigan.
Potentially
they could see 10 to 12 inches of snow that way.
Yeah, Chicago can get that. Buffalo gets that a lot of times, and they just get dumped on, and it's just amazing how much snow they can get with that effect. So
it seems early, but not. And yeah, there was, I think I saw a report of 5.5 inches somewhere down like in central South Dakota, 3.5 inches across parts of north central, northwestern North Dakota. And did you see the flurries? I noticed them Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that we had some. I know my watch or phone was telling me, hey, they got light snow starting now and then light snow ending soon. But I did get a few pictures from my sister down in Aberdeen this week, and they had snow on the ground. My parents have a Ring doorbell, so they use that to show that they got a little bit of snow back in my hometown, which is between Watertown and Huron. So in parts of South Dakota, there was snow that did at least accumulate a little bit overnight on the ground, very light, just a dusting, really. But I was like, well, we don't have any up here, so we were lucky that we didn't have any. So.
Yeah, well, we'll take that as lucky. Yeah, there was – oh, here it is. I know South Dakota State Patrol put something out, and it was actually yuck. Like it or not, the first snow for the Sioux Falls area. So it was a trooper down in the Sioux Falls area, and it looked like a wet, sticky snow. And it looks like there was a couple inches on the ground that I can see, and it was coming down heavy. They shared a couple of different photos there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, less than
ideal. I know. And might we see something like that this weekend? Possibly, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't even consider what we saw snow, just flurries.
One of the parents goes, it's like, well, next weekend will be like 60 degrees down in Mankato. And we're like, ooh, it's going to be hot.
Well, enjoy those last warmer days that we have here.
Exactly.
And yeah, looks like, well, Dean, unless he updates this, he actually has 46 for tomorrow, which that's decent.
Yeah.
And 53 for Friday. Yeah. So we shall see if that forecast holds together. Sometimes he comes in a Monday morning and then he tweaks
it'll
that.
Have to be tweaked. So we'll have to wait and see.
Right now it is cloudy. We have 25 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo, winds out of the west-southwest 5 miles an hour. 519, we're going to get your national news in from ABC, then a song and question of the morn coming up. 525 Monday morning. Welcome in, Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Thanks for being here. It's cloudy, 25 degrees, southwest winds, 5 miles an hour. Those winds will be picking up. It'll be another breezy day, south 10 to 25, 40 for our high temp. Tomorrow, Veterans Day. Today, I saw even people in local chat room saying, hey, do kids have school today? I guess Fargo has school, but Moorhead and West Fargo are off today.
Yeah, West Fargo's off today, and then they're off again tomorrow to observe Veterans Day.
And I think Moorhead might have school tomorrow. I don't know. It's different for every school here, so check the school calendar.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure. I guess, I don't know why I was thinking that Veterans Day is normally like on a on a Sunday and observed on a Monday or whatever. So I was kind of figuring Jaden would have today off. But then when you pointed out the fact that Veterans Day is on Tuesday, I looked at the school district's calendar, and yeah, they're off today and tomorrow. So my daughter reminded me that this weekend.
Don't wake me up.
Yeah, turn off my alarms for this for tomorrow and Tuesday. So
leave me alone.
I don't need to get up. I don't need to get up until the afternoon, according to her.
So it just varies, I guess, from school district.
Yeah, and a lot of times it does too. There will be other holidays or other you know, federal holidays, and they'll be well, they don't have this day off, but they have this day and this day off for teacher in service. So it's sometimes it's kind of confusing, and sometimes it doesn't make much sense either. So
But yeah, tomorrow the actual holiday, Veterans Day. All right, it was on 50 years ago today that this tragedy happened, and Gordon Lightfoot wrote a song about it, so we're going to get you that song. Question of the morn: when money is a little tight, what kinds of things do you cut back on? 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. 533, Bonnie and Friends, Monday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Gordon Lightfoot writing that song, a tribute to the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, the freighter that sunk in Lake Superior during a bad storm, November 10th, 1975. All 29 crew members lost. I remember watching news stories on that. I was a little kid at the time, and it was like, that was crazy.
You were almost a teenager.
No, not quite. I was 9.
Right.
Ship was carrying 26,000 tons of iron ore pellets at the time. That's crazy. Ooh. Like something that heavy, that loaded down with the big waves on Lake Superior and any of the Great Lakes that could happen. Yeah. I mean, they never did come up with an exact cause, but Coast Guard suggested ineffective hatch closures led the ship to take on water before it was finally overcome by a large wave.
Ooh.
Yeah. So good tune, though. I thought, why not play it on this day? So a tribute to all those who lost their lives.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
I don't know, because it's the anniversary. It's the 50th anniversary. That's a big deal.
Yes.
All right. Question of the morning. When money's a little tight, what kinds of things do you cut back on? 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page.
Well, like, as an example, like when I retired from my job and got this one, my monthly income that I had coming in was going to go down. So I did certain things like, as much as I enjoyed going to the YMCA to go work out, because they've got pretty good facilities here in town, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I had been going there for several years. I could cut that expense basically in half and join a Planet Fitness. And so that's what I did. So I say in the
where you still got to go work out at a gym, not the gym that you maybe preferred, but you've still figured out a way to go to a gym and save money.
And Planet Fitness has added a gym off of 52nd Avenue. They moved their one on 13th from what was the old Royal Fork Buffet down to what was part of the building that was Gordman's. It's a real nice facility, a good place over there, and it cut my costs in half. And that cutting it in half is, number one, it's great.
Huge.
And number two, that's even like the Black Card membership. So you can always bring a guest with if you want to. You can use all the facilities, you know, anywhere.
It's the vibrating massage chairs or whatever.
Exactly.
They are.
The water massage.
My son sometimes go to the gym just to do that.
Absolutely.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they're nice. So you get to use all that, and I cut that in half. When it came to another way, I saved like $100 a month by switching from when I had DirecTV to YouTube TV, although YouTube TV needs to get their poop in a group because I still don't have my ESPN ABC channels, so that's a whole other headache.
At least 3 weeks already.
Yeah, but I'll get $20 off my bill.
Yep, right.
So I got that going for me. That has saved me over $100 a month. So, I mean, that's $1,200 a year.
Yeah, I think we can all figure out little tweaks.
Yeah, and I think some of the other things, like if I really, really had to cut back, if I didn't have money, then number one, you're not going to go eat out or whatever. Like last night, since my daughter's in the middle of her little 4-day weekend because she doesn't have school today or tomorrow, can we get pizza? And I'm like, and then, of course, she texts her mom later. I asked Dad, really, never answered me. Can we get pizza? So
I did see the Domino's commercial, two mediums for like $6.99.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good deal.
That's what we always get because it's two toppings. It's fairly cheap. I, for whatever reason, do enjoy Domino's. My dog loves the crust because I'll give her the crust because that'll save me a few calories, too, so I can eat a whole pizza. But
and, well... And yeah, so you can save money sometimes on things like that. But
if
it's
money,
generally cheaper to cook at home.
Yeah, if money's tight, then we don't go out to eat. And we, I mean, we kind of did that just after I got out of the hospital because it was still, you know, not really super critical. But, you know, you had to watch, you know, your germs and when you're out in public and things like that. So I did that not out of budget necessity, just out of couldn't go out as much. But you don't go out to eat as much because that was usually a thing we did like once a week as a family minimum. And that, you know, that's going to be 15 years ago, it might have been $50 to feed a family of four. Now it's even more than that. It might be closer to 100. So you can save by not going out to eat, by not buying your Starbucks coffee, things like that. You can find some cheaper alternatives to stuff and not spend as much.
Well, we dropped our cable last year because it was driving me crazy how expensive it was. Kept the internet, dropped the cable, but then... Mm-hmm. Then after like 6 months realizing it, like I am sick and tired of trying to figure out how I'm going to watch this Timberwolves game and which app I'm going to go to and you know whose app I'm hacking into. So we got it again. That bill drives me crazy.
Yeah. Obviously I haven't done it yet and it got more expensive when we finally put the girls on our plan or whatever, but cell phones, you can find cheaper alternatives to that, or you can say, look, you know, kids, if you want to have a cell phone, you got to pay for it yourself, you know, but
you know, and the thing with cell phones too, if you're just say local, like your girls aren't traveling across the states or whatever. If you're just doing local, I'm sure there's very acceptable plans. If you're traveling, then you want a good plan where you're more than likely going to have.
And for the most part, our company we get, we've got T-Mobile because it's been, there's been mergers and stuff with one company we had, became this company, became that company, became another company. And it's just like an extra $20-$25 to add on an extra line. So we've done that. But the problem with like cell phones and even like your cable bill, there's a lot of extra fees and things like that that end up getting tacked on. You're like, really? I do know that based on our vehicles, and I use the app quite a bit, but like your satellite radio, that's a big chunk that comes up every year, like $350
after
or something.
My vehicle after that wore off, I never paid for it. It's just like, no, I don't need that.
I've had it when it was like you got this little receiver and put it in your vehicle and you had to plug it into the tape deck or some goofy thing. So I've had it for many, many years, and of course, like an idiot, I could have spent like $500 or something like that and got it for a lifetime, and I never did.
Yeah, wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
When money's a little tight, what kinds of things do you cut back on? I kind of chuckled because we're at that stage right now where we didn't have money for the longest time. We were raising three kids, but Jason put on Facebook, when isn't money tight? Yeah.
Yeah, that's kids, very true.
Kids are really expensive. It's just like I didn't buy things for myself. We bought the basic things. Everybody was fed. Our bills were paid, and now it's just like – if I want to buy a sweater or a pair of jeans for myself, I'm not a huge shopper, but if I want something new, I can afford it finally.
And that's just that. I mean, my wife and I are like that all the time. You're just like, you know, there's so many times my wife jokes with me and she's like, well, I got a job. I can buy, you know, these sweaters or 16 pairs of jeans or whatever the doggone thing she's getting. And it's just kind of like, yeah, I mean, we can. We don't have to worry about that. We've done a very good job of living within our means. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing because if you live within your means in those 20s and 30s, and by the time you get into your 40s and your income is going up, et cetera, and you haven't overextended yourself, you don't have a bunch of debt that you're still paying off or whatever. I mean, the debt we're paying off is a vehicle and a house, and that's pretty normal, but those are in those normal ranges. So, I mean, as long as you live within your means, I think you'll be okay. But sometimes medical bills come up. Home repairs come up, vehicle repairs come up, and then all of a sudden you're short. So
that's why it's always nice to have a cushion if you're able to have a savings cushion.
And that's why, to some extent, at times I didn't put enough money away when I was younger because I always wanted to make sure I had that cushion available to me in case something broke and had to be fixed.
I have a cushion now. We didn't have a cushion raising the kids. Like I said, it was paycheck to paycheck, and I totally get what Jason's saying. Yep. It isn't money tight. Yeah. And by the time, you know, diapers and formula, mm-hmm. maybe you have daycare. And then as they get older, it's just like the activities they're in. They have cell phones. They might be driving. They might not have a job yet. Yep. You got to pay for their insurance. And yeah, everything. Maybe you have to get them a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It gets more expensive when you have teenagers. So hang in there, Jason. Only another 10, 15 years for you.
You can do it.
When money is a little tight, what kinds of things do you cut back on? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Got Polly in Idaho on the line. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning, you two. Good morning up there.
Did you get any snow over the weekend?
No, we didn't get any snow.
Okay.
It didn't rain either, so I was kind of grateful for that. But as long as you don't deprive yourself and your loved ones, like you guys have kids, as long as you don't deprive them of something that they would almost have to wear to school to fit in with the other kids, then I don't see any problem with doing that. Just don't deprive yourself or your loved ones.
Yeah.
Something that would make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah. They don't need the fanciest of, you know, name brand everything.
No,
as long as you get...
You can get Walmart brand and
sure
as long as,
did
as, long
a lot
as
of
it
Target
looks the same.
When my kids were young.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll go along with that.
But as long as they're fed and clothed and you're, you know, the heat's on, you're paying the bills. I mean, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, the heat's got to work this time of year.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it was a cold weekend here in Fargo-Moorhead.
What did you guys have?
I don't know. We dropped down below 20. It was 16, 18
high
somewhere.
On Saturday, I think, was 32.
And it was windy, so it felt really cold out there.
We're probably just a day or two behind you. We'll get it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, 'tis the season, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Polly, have yourself a good day today.
Thank you. You too. God bless you guys.
Thank you. When money's a little tight, what kinds of things do you cut back on? Question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, we're going to check in with ABC for your national news and sports. 10 minutes in front of 6, Monday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Mastotti, Jay Stenman, and you. I saw Dean indicating on Facebook that, I don't know, just get ready for next weekend's weather is basically what he said. And
this coming weekend?
Yeah. Hmm. And I see on WDAYRadioNow.com, he's got 40% chance of rain and or snow. Saturday rain, but it looks like he's got snow in the forecast Sunday. And there are areas that got 7 inches or several inches of snow over the weekend, north central North Dakota, parts of the northwest, and then down in central South Dakota, too. So, I mean, it's not unheard of. And I think that's what he's been telling us, too, though, for weeks and weeks, according to the LRC. He said after we get past mid-month. Mm-hmm. Didn't he say things are going to be changing?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 'tis the season, right?
Sure. It's going to happen eventually.
Kevin sending in a recipe for, he set up his garage. That must have been his project over the weekend, Kevin and Fergus. I thought he said he's making a deep fried turkey, put together a new table in the garage, sent some pictures of that. And I said, yikes, I hope you don't start the garage on fire. He's using an electric fryer. Table's extremely sturdy and has done it before. Not his first rodeo. I like
good.
That. I'm going to do, because it's just easier to go to Carly and Milosh's place with Zara just starting to walk, and she's got all her toys there. So we're going to go there. So I'm going to be like portable. But last year was the first time I actually used, and I've got two of them, electric roasters. Never used it for turkey before. I always had them for like, if we had a big graduation party or some kind of big celebration, I'd used them for that. But last year was the first time I cooked a turkey, and it turned out fantastic in there. So I'll be firing up that, bringing over some extra crock pots, and we'll be doing Thanksgiving at their house.
I haven't figured out what we're doing yet. Probably just going to be up here, so I might have to make turkey up here myself. So
turkey's really cheap. At a lot of the stores are trying to compete now, from Walmart to Target to Aldi and others, trying to get you these like $40 Thanksgiving meal or whatever. Yeah. I see Hornbacher's has it already made up. You can, it's got different price levels on that. I saw the ad pop up on my Facebook feed. So there's a lot of different options out there if you don't want to make it. And the most important thing is if you bought a turkey, take it out of the freezer again.
Yeah, exactly.
5 days ahead of time, depending on how big that turkey is. I got a 20-pounder because I love leftovers.
Yeah, so do I.
And then I'll portion it up too and then make soup a couple different times and stuff. So as long as you're making it, or some people have the theory, and I've done this too, is like buy two of the smaller ones, because for a while with the bird flu, you could only get the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
You can still cook them at the same time. But but you still have a lot. And that's the easy thing. You're going to heat the house up for 4 or 5 hours, however long the turkey takes.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well make extra and enjoy some leftovers or portion it out and freeze it up for soup or whatever you happen to
want. Oh, yeah, whatever you're going to need to
want. Yeah, turkey sandwiches, whatever's your jam.
Just extra turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy, Bonnie.
I know. We do. Some people, like, that's the only time they eat turkey is for Thanksgiving. But I always buy one or two extras, and we'll grill turkey in the summertime. Love it. And it feeds a crowd. So if you got a big crowd coming over, it's how easy is that? You just put the turkey on the grill. Well, 3-4 hours later, depending on the size or whatever, you get enough food for a crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
When money is a little tight, what kinds of things do you cut back on? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Justine says, avoid going to stores like Target and Walmart and delete emails with deals. Tis the season for that, too. I need to start, like, blocking. There's been, like, things that I bought for the girls over the years, and you'd sign up for their, you know, deals, and then you'd get 20% off if they gave them their email. But I need to block some of those as spam because, too, I see them come in. It's like, oh, I might as well just check it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, that can be dangerous. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely right. What is it? Sophia said, remove Amazon from her phone's home screen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it on my home screen, but I have it on a browser that I can get to awfully quick.
Exactly.
I think I went like 5 whole days without getting anything from Amazon. I was on a roll there for a while. But when I'm buying stuff, it's usually like necessities, household necessities. It's not like you're splurging and buying.
No, you're one of the few people I know that buys more necessities on Amazon. I mean, granted, we use the same thing for Walmart Plus.
Right, same diff.
Yeah, I mean, it gets there about the same time, you know, exactly.
Or you can even like order it on your app, say Target or Walmart, and then you can just have them pick it for you and you go drive up. I mean, it's kind of the same concept. But
Yeah,
I just like to. I grew up in a household where we stocked up on everything. And it's just like, I don't want to run out of toilet paper, don't want to run out of paper towels. So I always keep that stuff in stock. And then with winter coming, some of this liquid stuff, like, I don't know, like shampoo or face wash or something, that stuff that potentially could freeze in the winter, I stocked up on that too. So yeah, I was on a little bit of a roll. Kleenexes and figuring that somebody's going to have a cold here sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like to run to the store very often. So if you can stock up on that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I know you stocked up on Vaseline, so you got that.
And
still,
I'm good on that. I only have like 1.5 of those big containers. I gave it all away.
Yeah, you gave it away. That doesn't mean it's gone.
I shared with my friends. No, JT still has a big jar on his desk, too, and you.
Yes, Bonnie. I have barely scratched the surface of the amount of Vaseline you gave me.
Yeah, I know I gave Carly one. They had 6 of them, but yeah, I kept like 2, but I think one's half gone. Dave said he would cut back on eating out.
Yep.
Spending extra money going places. Yeah, eating out is still kind of a treat or a splurge. Yeah. We don't do that very often.
We don't really travel too many places. I mean, technically this year. Normally, like whenever I've had a vehicle and I've got my original Honda Pilot from 20 years ago, and that, I mean, I don't even know if I've averaged 10,000 miles per year with that one. And I've got about another month and a half to go until I've had my vehicle, my Hyundai, for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't really start driving it until January because I couldn't. But I've got over 10,000 miles on that this year. But part of that is because we've taken it to the cities number of times for doctor's appointments. So that is added up. But for the most part, a lot of times we don't normally drive and go a lot of places.
Yeah, you don't really go places either.
I mean the only place I use
sports, and for me it's family. If I can
see
family.
We go. James and I have to make trips for work for covering the Dragons, which makes sense. And then A lot of times it's maybe, I hate to say it, but it's maybe like once a year where I'm going to my hometown. I mean, I just don't go down there enough. I mean, it's great to see family, but it's kind of one of those things that's basically the folks' house and that's it. You know,
yeah, like
really
gas
not much
money
there.
If you need snacks mm-hmm. or somewhere to stay,
yeah.
or everything adds
but
up.
But if you're needing to cut back, then yeah, I could easily see travel being cut down. Mm-hmm. And like I said, eating out is a big thing for a lot of people. I mean, that's just
yes,
a way to cut down on expenses.
Movies. Bonnie says new clothes. She'd cut back on new clothes if she couldn't afford it. Barb says things not really needed, like candy and
yep.
snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, I hear you, girl.
Yeah.
She'd have to stay away from Costco, she says.
Yeah. I mean, technically, that's where I stock up on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't get out of there without, I mean, you're lucky if you can get out of there with like, if I could get out of there with about $250 worth
yeah,
of stuff, I'd be doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Crash would eat more sandwiches for lunch. Yep, that's one way to do it. Brown bag at 5:58.
Yep.
Right now, we're checking in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. 6 o'clock, Dino's in with your forecast shortly. We are WDAY Fargo. And we do have a pick six winner. Congratulations to Alan H. Alan, the only person to get all six games right this week.
Ooh, good for him.
Exactly. It was kind of, he had the Steelers. Who was it? The Steelers game?
Steelers lost.
Yeah. Who? Okay.
Chargers.
Chargers, Steelers. So he must have had the Chargers because
mm-hmm.
it came down to that game because that was the late game determining
yep. mm-hmm.
who won. So no, he got all six right.
Wow.
Yeah, so he wins a WDAY radio cap, and thanks to Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North, your number one pick for complete foundation repair, egress window installation, and replacement. They are the sponsors of our pick six. We will do it all again coming up next this Friday at 8:10 with Big Game James McCarty. Dino is in. I saw you teasing us on your Facebook page last night with something about the weather coming up this weekend. Are you trying to scare everybody? Or should
of course. It's called clickbait. It's called clickbait.
I didn't click
hype
on it, but I
hype
saw
it up. We'll call it hype it up, clickbait, whatever you want to call it. It's panic mode for next weekend.
Well,
oh,
there
boy.
Was some areas that's significant snow down in South Dakota, what, north central North Dakota, south several inches?
Yep, off into northwest Iowa, northeast Nebraska, those areas saw up to 4 inches of snow or so. And now this morning, Chicago is getting clobbered with lake effect snow. There's an 80-degree temperature spread between the surface of the lake, the lake water temperature, and about 10,000 feet up. That's almost unheard
wow.
of. When you get that, you get a lot of rising motion. And when you get rising motion in the atmosphere, you get clouds and precip. And boy, oh boy, they've got one heck of, in fact, Trucker L sent me a text message last night and with all the roads were closed around Chicago. He couldn't even get into the city.
Ooh.
So Trucker L was stuck.
Yeah, that just doesn't, I mean, as cold as it sounds here, I mean, it could be worse, right?
It could be
cold
yeah.
and snowy.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you have any flight plans going through Chicago today.
Well, not to mention the government yeah. shutdown.
Well, that too.
You know, they trimmed the flights,
yeah. Well, that might be ending here soon.
Yeah,
so.
It's tentative agreement.
Yes,
have, so.
good. Cold spot in the state. If you can guess it, I will buy you lunch. If you can guess what the cold spot in the state is, I'll buy
Prairie,
you lunch.
Prairie, North Dakota.
Crosby.
Nope. Zeeland.
Oh.
Do you have any idea where that's at?
It's out in western, northwestern.
It's on the other side of New Zealand.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just south of Vishek. One above there. And
oh.
warm spot in the state?
Fargo.
Ding, 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 ding. No, yep. Oh, see, he's smart. He knew Zealand was west of New Zealand.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
he was right, and I was way off. That's right on the South Dakota border.
Yeah, so we've got the temperature 25 degrees right now here at the studio, 26 in Moorhead. Euland, you're at 25, DL's at 24, Wahpeton 24, and Grand Forks at 23. Partly cloudy today. It will be a little bit on the breezy side out of the south. We'll have highs today in the mid to upper 30s. And then tonight, only dropping off into the mid to upper 20s. And tomorrow, a little more sunshine. And we're looking at temperatures tomorrow. It looks like into the upper 40s, so not too bad. And we're going to continue with above normal temperatures most of this upcoming week. It's looking pretty nice out, I mean, for this time of the year. Are we having trouble with this
microphone? Stop nodding your mic cord.
Well, maybe if we get equipment that could work around here, we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Stop fidgeting over
now,
there.
This whole thing, eventually they'll get this fixed. Maybe,
eventually.
Maybe.
Ants in his pants. Sit down.
Hey,
calm down
I'm
over
just,
there.
Hey, what? You can't put your belly against the against the mic cord and it, all of a
nope.
sudden it cuts out? Well, then too bad. But yeah, temperatures above normal all week. I'll let you know how warm we're expecting it. Not record warmth, but not far away from it by the time we get to Friday. If you have, too bad the golf courses aren't open because Friday looks to be a really, really warm day around
but
here.
But then what happens?
Well, I'll tell you more on that coming up after the bottom of the hour.
This will make you wait.
There you go.
All right. When money's a little tight, what kinds of things do you cut back on?
I told you.
I saw your Facebook
post. Yeah. Speedo purchases.
How many of those do you have?
You want to know?
Too many.
Okay. One is too many.
There
Bonnie.
You go.
Yeah,
so one is too many. I got the sequined ones. I've got the green ones.
American flag.
Well, the green ones are for when I used to work on TV. And then you know you use that in front of the chroma key. Boy, does that get attention.
Yeah.
That really garners some attention. Maybe that's why I'm not working in TV anymore.
Maybe.
I never thought of that.
Uh-huh, that's a possibility.
I never thought of that. Oh, man. But, boy, what do I cut back on? I'd say treats, you know, like some, sweets.
Sweets.
Whatever
or
it be,
steak,
like apple
turkey. Maybe, can't afford the steak.
Well, maybe, maybe steak or, well, see, I buy all my meat on sale anyway. I won't buy.
Yeah.
The only thing I won't buy, or I'll buy that it isn't on sale is fish. I don't care.
That doesn't
I don't
sound
care.
Like a good deal.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah, right. You don't want to buy fish on sale. If you know,
that's
no,
a
but
good point. But
I
you're
always,
right. If you look on those end caps, a lot of times, sometimes it'll be pork that's got a good deal. Sometimes it's chicken, beef. That's really smart.
Right before you know, because it's right before it expires, they'll put it on. You know the.
But it's still good. There's
it's still
wrong
good.
With it.
I vacuum seal it and freeze it, and we're good to go until I want to cook it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's how I shop, but if I do see a good deal, say on pork or chicken, I'll buy it. But like, if something's too expensive, I'm just going to walk past it. Like, oh, it'd be fun to make some stew. Like, and then you look at the meat. No, I'm not going to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So yeah, that's a good point. Buy it on sale.
See. Mm-hmm. Always thinking,
Bonnie.
You're
smarter than I thought, Nino.
I'm smarter than I look. Thank you.
Both of them are very smart. When it comes to beverage innovation, Leinen Kugel stands head of the class. Who says stouts have to be dark? No, they do not. Leinen's has a delicious new white mocha stout, a pale-colored stout brewed with pale malts instead of dark roasted malts. It gives it a lighter color while still having the rich stout flavors. I'm like, I don't know about white mocha, huh? Weird, and it's light. It is delicious, is what it is.
That's what you said. But this brand new beer has decadent notes of white chocolate paired with vanilla, balanced with roasted coffee aroma. This beer is made with oats and wheat that contribute to its body. It's a perfect winter seasonal comfort beer. It's available in your favorite local liquor store. And as always, remember to salute and give thanks to those who serve our military and those first responders out there for us every single day. This message is brought to you by Beverage Wholesalers in Fargo.
6:09, coming up 6:56 this morning, Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this song. We're going all the way back to 1938. And this woman first sang Irving Berlin's God Bless America on network radio. Find out who it is. Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56. Right now, we're going to be heading to ABC News, get your national news in, and then Jace will check out your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:14, big game James McCarty out trying to get his deer yet today, so good luck to him. We didn't get any bragging pictures, so I figured he probably hasn't been successful yet.
Well, he's got a nap the first weekend, probably.
Maybe. He's in
I'm
an area
saying.
Where there's really not that many deer, according to Steve Carney.
Well, yeah, that was the thing we were hearing last week. He's like, oh, there's not very many deer up there. And you're like, oh, okay. So it's not about the fact that James can't hunt and find deer. He's not in a good spot to get a deer because there's no deer there.
Doesn't
all the deer
mean
are.
There aren't any,
no,
but
there's limited ones.
Yeah.
This weekend, yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings fell to the Ravens 27-19. They dropped a 4-5 on the season. The Vikings are going to host the Chicago Bears next Sunday. Kickoff scheduled for noon and game coverage available on Fox. We have state champions in the area once again. In the AA division, Holly with a top seed. They edged out Chatfield in five sets to repeat as state champions. So congratulations to the Holly Nuggets on repeating as state champs. Back-to-back champions. They were led by Katie Vetter, who had 15 kills, and then, of course, 12 kills from Annika Johnson. Minnesota High School Football State Tournament continues. The semifinals coming up. We got three teams from the area that will be competing at U.S. Bank Stadium. Friday night in the 6A division, Moorhead takes on the Lakeville South at 7:30 p.m. We'll have coverage right here on WDAY Radio for that one. Saturday, we'll have Breckenridge in the A division taking on Murray County Central at 11:30 a.m., and that should be the precursor to the 3A contest, which will feature DGF taking on Waseca at 2 p.m. Minnesota Wild shut out the Calgary Flames 2-0 on Sunday night. Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov each got a goal. Jesper Volstad saved all 36 shots he faced in net. Minnesota improved to 7-7-3 on the season. They take on the San Jose Sharks Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Hulu. This weekend, the Fargo Force lost 3-0 to Lincoln, and they lost 7-4 on Saturday. They did get a win on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday morning. It was a 11 a.m. Puck drop, and they got that win against Sioux City. So they went 1-2 this weekend. Men's college hockey this weekend. North Dakota swept Omaha 7-2 and 4-1. The Golden Gophers swept Notre Dame 3-0 and 4-1. And Concordia College men split this weekend, a 2-1 overtime win and a 4-1 loss on Saturday. Believe it or not, while Bonnie and I were getting our beauty sleep in, Minnesota Timberwolves actually played a game last night.
Yeah.
They took on the Sacramento Kings, and everybody, it was like an episode of Oprah Winfrey. You get a point, you get a point, you get a point. Timberwolves win 144-117, led by Anthony Edwards in his 26 points. Wolves improved to 6-4. Tonight they visit the Utah Jazz. Tip-off scheduled for 8 p.m., so maybe Bonnie will stay up and watch.
No, probably that's too late.
You go to bed at 6:30 or something in the middle of the afternoon.
Probably closer to 6:20, actually.
That's almost the afternoon. It'll be on FanDuel Sports North or NBA League Pass if you have that. Although you need, if you have League Pass, you're not going to get your local team, so that's a it doesn't work that way. Let's see. This weekend in college football, your Dragons from Minnesota State Moorhead, they beat Jamestown 44-20. Gage Florence becomes the all-time Division II receptions leader. He needed 5 to set the record. He got 10, and he's got another game coming up. He now has 392 receptions and counting. Jack Strand broke the NSIC total touchdowns record. Just an amazing career for both of those guys. Concordia edged McAllister. They came back from being down at the half. They end up winning 17-14. NDSU got past UND at the Alaris Center 15-10. Bison win the Missouri Valley regular season title. And in the battle for South Dakota down at the Vermilion, down in Vermilion at the Dakota Dome, South Dakota defeats South Dakota State 24-17. So the Jackrabbits continue their free fall. This weekend, Tom Hoge had a vacation. I mean, he was playing in a tournament, but it was in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. He finished tied for 18th at 21 under par. Ben Griffin won the tournament at 29 under par. This week on the flag Tuesday, or excuse me, this week on our family of stations on the flag, Friday we'll have Dakota Bowl with Fargo Davies taking on Bismarck Century in the AAA division at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, James and I will travel down to Mankato as the Dragons finish off the regular season against Minnesota State Mankato. 11 a.m. pregame, 12 p.m. kickoff. Right here on WDAY, we'll start things off Tuesday, EDC Volleyball Quarterfinals. West Fargo, the 4 seed, hosts Fargo Shanley, the 5 seed, at 6 p.m. We'll have another match on Thursday, I believe. That'll depend on who wins and what's available to us. And then Saturday, Concordia Cobbers football will be at Carleton, 12 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson. So Larry will just stay down there after covering the high school playoffs on Friday, which I don't know why that was not put in there better, but they will be covering Moorhead taking on Lakeville South at 7:30 p.m. So Larry will have that Friday night game and then a Saturday afternoon game for the Cobbers. Sports This Hour is brought to you by the Fargo Force Hockey. Enjoy great hockey action plus food and beverage promotions at each Force home game. Get your tickets at the Shields Arena box office or online at fargoforce.com.
And speaking of the Force, they are in town this weekend, so mm-hmm. we will have tickets to give away to Friday and Saturday games yep. right here on Bonnie and Friends. What day? Wednesday and Thursday?
Wednesday and Thursday. So make sure you guys listen for your chance to win because we want to give those away ahead of time. So that way you can make sure you get them and make sure you get a chance to get to Shields and watch the boys play.
All right. And then congratulations again, Alan H. He won our pick six this week. He got all six games right. Brought to you by Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Alan, you get bragging rights. And
all right.
You win a WDAY radio cap, one of those new caps. Not too many people have them yet. So pretty nice prize there. It wasn't long ago, just in the past 3-4 weeks, we had a bunch of people in the NBA, players, coaches, etc., in trouble for betting schemes. Yeah. Now we've got two Cleveland Guardians players accused of rigging pitches in a betting scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel Claus de la Cruz and Luis Ortiz agreed on specific pitches so others could place bets on their performance. I think it was like $450,000. I was going to say $250,000. $450,000 involved here is what they say, and they're charged in a federal indictment.
Good grief.
I mean, okay, baseball now, it was basketball. I think there's probably a lot more betting and rigged things going on than we know about.
Well,
like maybe this is the tip of the iceberg type thing.
There's always betting, Bonnie. I mean,
yeah, but
we know
throw
that
pitches or
no. But what I'm saying is that this I don't know why this happens, because for a lot of us that are not professional athletes, you would think that getting to the big leagues, getting to the NBA or the NFL, that is what you've been working for your whole life. Why would you risk it
on some
things where you're trying to help your buddies, or you're trying to you get mixed up with the mob or something to help get some easy bets? I mean, the one player, what was it, Damian Jones? He just like checked out early, claimed he had an injury, so he was on the over under. So it's in a sense it's those prop bets, but I don't know that we've gotten on some of these that people are literally doing things to throw games. It's more about like these individual prop bets. And I think the NBA was, when they were talked to and some of the stories that came out in the last couple of weeks, they're more concerned with those prop bets and trying to get rid of those, because that's where things can really kind of, there's a gray area where, a player here or there, it's like, well, if I just go out, I'm not going to have a big effect on this game. Coach has already told me that, you know, I'm not going to be playing a ton based on matchups. You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot more going on than we probably realize.
Yep.
And as a sports fan, I don't want to think that every game I'm watching is somehow kind of rigged, because, I was watching my Bucks play yesterday, and, you know, there's a lot of people that have been saying, you know, man, it looks like our quarterback must be injured or something based on the way he's playing, because he's not accurate, he's missing throws, et cetera. You'd hate to find out later on that your favorite team's quarterback or something is just intentionally chucking passes left and right so that way they lose, so that way you can make a bunch of money on a bet or something, So there's there's more to it than we know, but at the same time, I hope it's not literally affecting the outcome of games.
Absolutely. 623, this company is mandating its employees do this to help spread holiday cheer. We'll tell you which company and what they're telling their employees they have to do coming up next. 626, Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Next time you go to Target, the employees there might seem a little friendlier.
Oh, great.
Minneapolis-based retailer is mandating that their employees now smile and make small talk in a bid to lift holiday spirits.
Some people, that's just not their thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to, and it's like, do you want something that's genuine when you're talking to people normally? Like, right? And it's like, if it's fake and awkward, I don't know.
Well, and it's like, if I'm there at Target or Walmart for that matter, I don't need to have small talk and have conversations with the staff there. I normally know where the stuff is in general in the store and what I'm there to get. I mean, my wife is, you know, if you look at the old diagram of where women, the path that they walk in a store like Walmart or Target compared to what a guy does, it's very different. I mean, I go in there, it's like I need to go get
you go to the toothpaste and deodorant aisle and underwear.
I go get the toilet paper and then I go to the checkout aisle and then I leave. And then usually when I get home, I realize I forgot something else. My wife would just like, well, I'm going to go over here and look at
check
these clothes
the
and
first.
Over this. And I'm going to go check in the homewares and I'm going to check in the holiday stuff. And she's all over the place. She gets like 10,000 steps in Target while I just get like, you know, 1,000 or less, probably 500.
I have a list and I stick to it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if I'm doing that and I'm in a Target for this example, I don't really, you know, smiling and waving, saying hi to customers, that makes sense.
Yeah, or hey.
But having small talk.
How are you today is okay, I guess, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, some people get anxious talking to strangers and to say like, no, you're going to do this for the holidays or whatever. I mean, that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I will say I have noticed over the past, say, couple of years here.
Yeah.
This never fails. It seems like I'm trying to get through. And this is like when you go over like where the food items are and the snacks and, you know, granola and cereal, all that kind of stuff. There's always people, Target employees, who are stocking shelves, taking up mm-hmm. room, and they just basically ignore you.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Whatever. Just.
But it's okay to say, mm-hmm. like, oh, excuse me. Get a little schnooker this out of your. You know what I mean? Like, it's so. I think it's fine. You know, at least say, hello, how's your day going? The cashiers are always usually friendly.
Yeah, I mean.
I generally say hello first,
I guess. Yeah, the cashiers, I mean, that makes more sense because a lot of places will be like, hey, how's your day going? Or, you know, or did you find everything? And, you know, there's just a little bit of small talk. You know, that's fine. But if you're talking about employees that are trying to stock things and you know, whatever, that seems a bit awkward. You don't need roving employees walking around trying to make conversations with you.
Well, according to Bloomberg News, anytime a shopper comes within 10 feet, Target store workers are mandated to smile, make eye contact, and either greet or wave to any shopper. If the customer steps within 4 feet, the service rep, Target employee, is asked to ask them whether they need help or how their day is going.
Awesome.
The last time I was at Target, which was maybe last week, one day, I did get asked if I needed help with anything. Like,
well, you look like you need help.
No, I don't. I know my way around Target.
Oh, no.
Not
you look
issue
like
there.
You need help.
Mm. But, yeah, I mean, okay. Just be yourself and be kind and, you know.
Yeah.
That's just being part of being in a customer service field. Mm-hmm. I guess we grew up in a family-run business, and that's just that's what you do. People come in, you greet them, say hi to them. And,
yeah.
You know, have a smile on your face. That's how you make that sale, usually.
Well, in a place like Target, though, I mean, the sale's already been made. It just depends on what they're buying.
I guess. Let's go undercover. Make sure that the employee. Do that next time. Like,
they didn't tell me hi!
Get within 4 feet of them, and if they don't look in your eyes and acknowledge you and ask how your day is going, turn them in!
Tape measure with me and be like, you know, you're within 4 feet of me. What are you supposed to say? Come on. What's your name tag? Say, Jim. Come on.
You didn't say hi to me. I'm telling on you. We'll see if anything is noticeable. Yep. Don't get in their face, but just make some observations there. See if you actually see that the next time you go to Target. It is 6:30. 6:32, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
Who is that news guy that we've got doing news?
It's the boss.
JT?
Mm-hmm.
That was him?
Yes. He should do it all the time.
He's got a voice for radio.
I know.
What a stud.
He is a stud.
Man, I need a raise.
Then you'd have to do news, too.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of raises, after a cold weekend, Mother Nature is going to raise our temperatures as we head throughout this upcoming week. In fact, I'm not going to say record warm. The record high on Friday, I believe, I'll double check, but I believe it's 64. That's tough to get to.
Ooh, that's warm.
But we're looking at temperatures Friday in the upper 50s, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw enough sunshine we'd hit 60 on Friday. But for today, we're looking at quite a bit of cloud cover that's passing in from the west, and it's going to be seasonally cool today. Normally, we should be in the low 40s, right in that general area, and we're going to be in the mid to upper 30s today. We're currently in the mid 20s across the area. It's going to be breezy, too, with south winds about 10 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 27, and Tuesday, we're looking at more sunshine. Winds turn to the northwest on the breezy side, 15 to 30, and highs in the upper 40s. It looks like we stay in a lot of sunshine the rest of the week then. We'll stay in the upper 40s on Wednesday, low 50s on Thursday, upper 50s on Friday. Man, it's a good hooky day on Friday.
Upper 50s?
Yeah, it's probably going to be windy on Friday, though. But that's okay.
Still,
upper 50s going into the middle of November. Oof. And then as we head into the weekend now, it's so funny because you never trust our models more than a week out or even a week out. When I came into work yesterday to update some things, I saw that the models, both models, had a big storm system over our area for next weekend.
Okay.
I mean, big.
Oh.
And like blizzard conditions out in the western part of the state.
Yikes.
And this morning,
yeah.
Poof.
disappeared?
It's gone.
Oh,
it's
good.
Not even there. So what that means is there's probably going to be something, because you don't just do a complete 360 and take it away. Something's going on. So and I had said last week the models were hinting at changes around mid-month.
Right.
And mid-month would be next weekend. So I'm still thinking there's going to be changes mid-month onward. We'll see exactly what those changes are, though. But usually when our models flip-flop back and forth, that's signifying that's a big red flag. Like, all right, something's going to be happening around that time period. So,
like, Wednesday you should have a much better idea?
I would say so, yeah.
Because there's a lot of tournaments going on.
Right.
Spuds, Concordia playing down in the cities. Mankato, MSUM's playing down in Mankato.
Correct.
Jason, James are going to a Timberwolves game. So am I separately. I just learned this morning.
And I would like to go down to the. I would like to go to the Bears Vikings game on Sunday.
That's a thing. A lot of people go down to the cities, so it's important to know.
Absolutely. So we'll have a better handle on that come Wednesday. But yeah, that's our models. They usually, you know, when they flip flop like that from a huge storm to absolutely nothing at all, something's up. So we'll keep an eye on that as we head into the weekend. But right now, we'll keep it quiet for now with cooler weather coming in. For next weekend, but nothing cold as we see it now. But again,
it was cold Friday, Saturday, but I think because of the winds were
it was nasty. Oh man, I'll tell you, it was that was just a taste. I mean, usually when we turn the corner, you know, this time of the year, it stays there for a while. So to have a 3-day cold snap and then we're back in the 50s later this week, man, I'll tell you, it's gonna be. You know, it's going to be an interesting winter around here in terms of up and down roller coaster temperatures. I don't see us being locked in to any really long extended cold snaps. But when we do get them, they're going to be pretty harsh. That's for sure.
Within the next 2 weeks, the LRC should be set.
We should have this set. Talking with Gary over the weekend, he's like, we were starting to see signs that the cycle might set. Somewhere between the 15th and 20th, which would be about a 45-day cycle. Gary was thinking, you know, this year might be a 50 to 55-day cycle. We won't know until the cycle is set. The models are showing signs of it being set, but again, just like it showed signs of a huge storm this weekend, and then bam, it takes it away. So until we see that same pattern come back that we had between that October 6th and 10th time frame, it's not there yet. So it'll be coming, but just not yet.
Stay tuned for that.
You got it.
6:37 coming up at 7:10 this morning. Erin Prochno, CEO of the YWCA, is going to be joining us. She wants to talk about some concerning trends they're seeing with the federal government shutdown, specifically a demographic of people that are seeking services, a higher rate than ever at the YWCA. And Erin, joining us about 7:10 this morning, we will chat all about it. The government shutdown could be coming to an end. Eight members of the Senate Democratic Caucus joined Republicans in advancing a stopgap measure yesterday that would fund the government through January. We'll get more on that coming up here from ABC. We're also going to check in with the American Ag Network. And then Jace has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:43, time to check out your WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
Minnesota Vikings, well, they fell to the Baltimore Ravens yesterday, 27-19. J.J. McCarthy, 20 of 42 for 248 yards with a touchdown, but two interceptions. Aaron Jones only had 9 carries for 47 yards. Jalen Naylor did have a big day yesterday, 124 yards receiving and one touchdown. Vikings fall to 4-5 on the season. Vikings now host the Chicago Bears on Sunday, so it'll be time for Dean to break out his Bears outfit, and maybe he'll put on the nice Vikings jersey he always has to wear when he loses.
He thinks it's going to be a game. So
I think it will be. I mean, it's going to be inside, so there should be no weather issues. I think it'll be a good game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first time, because they start off the season against each other, and that was a tough one. So we'll see. State champions once again, Holly Nuggets, the top seed in the AA division of Minnesota Volleyball, edged Chatfield in 5 sets. Had to come from behind, lost those first two, won the next three. They were led by Katie Vetter with 15 kills and then followed by 12 kills from Annika Johnson. This weekend, we'll continue on with the Minnesota State High School Football Playoffs. Friday in the 6A division, Moorhead looks to continue their run to a state title game. They will take on Lakeville South at 7:30 p.m. All your coverage will be right here on WDAY Radio with Larry Knutson on the call. We'll see if Morehead can continue it. I tell you what, they finished the season 4-4. They were without Jet Feeney for a lot of the season, Bonnie, and now that they've got him back, teams don't know how to slow that offense down, quite honestly. Their last game, they only put up 35 on the board, and that's been the best any team has done in the playoffs against them. So
I think a lot of those Twin City schools didn't see the Spuds coming.
No,
or
I mean,
so
they,
it seems anyway.
I mean, we talked to Coach Feeney last week, and that episode of Primetime Sports will replay again tonight for us. Their style of play is not, in a sense, as common there in the 6A division. I mean, the Spuds have to use the talent that they have, and so they want to spread you out, get their guys, their playmakers in space. Sounds a lot similar to the Dragon offense that James and I cover each week. So it's an exciting style of football, and they're looking to make it to a state title game.
Yeah, and bumped up a league at that.
Yeah,
this year.
Absolutely, based on enrollment. And Saturday we'll have a couple more games from local teams down there in the A division at 11:30 a.m. Breckenridge will take on Murray County Central at 11:30, and then followed at 2 p.m. DGF Dilworth Glendon Felton will take on Waseca at 2 p.m. Minnesota Wild, they got a win last night. They shut out the Flames 2-0. Yes, Per Volstead with the shutout. Minnesota improved to 7-7-3 on the season. Locally in hockey, Fargo Force dropped a pair on Friday and Saturday, a 3-0 and a 7-4 loss to Lincoln. In college hockey, North Dakota swept Omaha 7-2 and 4-1. Golden Gophers swept Notre Dame 3-0 and 4-1. Concordia College split with Augsburg, 2-1 win. In overtime on Friday, Saturday, 4-1 loss. Minnesota Timberwolves, they got another win. They manhandled Sacramento last night, 144-117. They had 7 players in double figures, led by Anthony Edwards, 26, and Jaden McDaniels, 21. Wolves are now 6-4, and tonight they visit the Utah Jazz. Tip-off scheduled for 8 p.m. Either on NBA League Pass or FanDuel Sports North. College football this weekend, Minnesota State Morehead. Wins on senior day, they beat Jamestown 44-20. Gage Florence becomes the all-time Division II receptions leader. He needed 5 to break the record. He got 10. He now has 392 receptions. One more game to go. We'll see if we can hit 400 receptions for his career. Jack Strand broke the all-time NSIC total touchdown record as well. So another record for Jack. Concordia edged McAllister 17-14. NDSU defeated UND 15-10. Bison also clinched a share at minimum. I think they actually maybe even outright won the whole conference title based on that win against North Dakota. And then South Dakota upset South Dakota State 24-17. PGA Tour, Tom Hoge was down in Cabo San Lucas. He tied for 18th at 21 under par. Excuse me. Ben Griffin won at 29 under par. Also coming up this week on our family of stations, football on the flag. Friday, the Dakota Bowl. We will feature the AAA division as Fargo Davies takes on Bismarck Century at 6:30 p.m. Should be a fantastic game. And then Saturday, James and I will travel down to Mankato for the Battle of the Minnesota State Universities as the Dragons take on the Mavericks at 12 p.m. kickoff. We'll have an 11 a.m. pregame right here on WDAY Radio. EDC Volleyball quarterfinals on Tuesday night. West Fargo takes on Fargo Shanley at 6 p.m. We'll also have a semifinal matchup on Thursday this week. That will be determined on who advances, so we'll tell you later who that will be. And then Saturday, Concordia Cobbers will be down in the city's taking on Carlton, a 12 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson. Sports This Hour brought to you by Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters. Contact the concrete experts at Prairie Supply, concrete, the contractor's headquarters. Find out more information at prairiesupply.com.
It was on the state in entertainment history. This song became a number one hit. It was this singer. He was very successful. It was his first number one pop record. Find out who it is. Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo. A music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We'll do that about 6:56. 6:48 right now. We're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1973, this singer started an eight-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart. It was their third U.S. number one. We'll find out what singer that was and what song it was coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
7:03, time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
And we're looking at, well, it was a cold weekend. We did see a little bit of flurry activity over the weekend.
Yeah, I think it was breezy, right?
The winds really, ugh, man, I'll tell you. But, you know, it's that time of the year where we're going to start seeing these changes, and at least it's a quick cold snap. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. After that, we warm right back up to above normal temperatures. In fact, we'll be near record warmth by the time we get to Friday. Can you believe it? Man, temperatures currently right now in the mid-20s, and we're seeing a lot of cloud cover. And that's going to keep temperatures down a little bit today into the mid-30s with breezy conditions out of the south, 10 to 25. Partly cloudy tonight, down into the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, northwest winds on the breezy side, about 15 to 25, and highs in the upper 40s. And we'll continue with sunshine Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I sound like a used car salesman on commercial, don't I?
As long as it's good, we're good.
Upper 40s on Wednesday, low 50s on Thursday, and upper 50s on Friday.
Wow.
Man.
That's a treat.
Yes. And the weekend does cool down back into the 40s and 30s, but still, that's not bad. Normal highs this time of the year are right around the 40-degree mark. So outside of today, the rest of the forecast will have temperatures above normal.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Time now is 7:04. We got to check on your national news from ABC. We come back, a sports update, and then Aaron Procno from the YWCA will join us to talk about things that are happening with the federal shutdown. So we'll talk about all that coming up next.
7:08, Aaron Procno, CEO of the YWCA, will be joining us shortly. First of all, a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jay Stenman.
State champions once again, Holly. The Nuggets edged number 3 seed Chatfield in 5 sets to repeat as state champions. Katie Vetter led Holly with 15 kills, followed by 12 kills from Annika Johnson. Yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings, after a good win against Detroit, they followed up with a not-so-good loss against Baltimore yesterday. JJ McCarthy, only 20 of 42 for 248 and 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions. Vikings now host the Chicago Bears on Sunday, November 16th. Kickoff scheduled for noon and game coverage available on Fox. Speaking of Minnesota, obviously in the high school football state semifinals coming up this week. Friday night, we'll have it right here on WDAY Radio. In the 6A division, Moorhead will take on Lakeville South at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, local teams involved in the state tournament. Breckenridge will take on Murray County Central at 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning, and then that'll be followed up by Dilworth, Glendon, Felton taking on Waseca at 2 p.m. Minnesota Wild got a 2-0 shutout last night thanks to Jesper Volstad in net. He stopped all 36 shots he faced. Tuesday, the Wild will take on the San Jose Sharks. Last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Sacramento Kings 114-117, led by Anthony Edwards, 26 points. They improved to 6-4 on the season. Tonight, they visit the Utah Jazz, available on FanDuel Sports Network. College football this weekend, MSUM defeated Jamestown 44-20. Gage Florence becomes the all-time Division II receptions leader. He's got 392 receptions and counting. Jack Strand broke the all-time NSIC total touchdown record, so both those guys can continue setting records this coming weekend. Concordia edged McAllister 17-14. NDSU beat UND 15-10. They win the Missouri Valley regular season title. In college hockey, we've got North Dakota sweeping Omaha, the Gophers sweeping Notre Dame, and Concordia College splitting with Augsburg. Also this week, the Fargo Force dropped a pair of games in Lincoln, losing 3-0 and 7-4, respectively, this weekend. And coming up this week, right here on our family of stations, Friday over on the Flag Dakota Bowl will feature Fargo Davies taking on Bismarck Century at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. Saturday, James and I will head down to Mankato as we'll have the battle for Minnesota State University's official team and title as Moorhead takes on Mankato. 11 a.m. pregame, 12 p.m. kickoff. And then right here on WDAY Radio this week, Tuesday, EDC Volleyball quarterfinals, West Fargo taking on Shanley at 6. We'll have another match on Thursday. That'll be to be determined. And then Saturday, Larry Knutson will stay down in the cities as the Concordia Cobbers are at Carlton, 12 p.m. kickoff, with Larry on the call for all the action. Sports This Hour is brought to you by Sun Electric, deeply rooted in the Midwest with a reputation built on performance. That's Sun Electric.
7-Eleven, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Perhaps the longest government shutdown in U.S. history may be on the verge of coming to an end. Eight members of the Senate Democratic Caucus joined Republicans in advancing a stopgap measure that would fund the government through January 30th. We will see how that all shakes out. Agencies, people, service providers all across our country are feeling the impact of that. The YWCA shelter here helping women and children in crisis. Aaron Prochnow, CEO of the YWCA, joining us in studio now to give us a view of how that's impacting the services you provide. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Bonnie. Good to see you.
Tough times.
It's a tough one to budget. Our budget's due on Wednesday, and I know that there was a deal brokered overnight, but I don't know exactly what that means for us.
Everybody has questions. We're like, what? Yeah.
You know, we were talking off air before we just went on, and the volume of federal grants that we put together just to make certain that people are safe locally, and we pair that with our wonderful community. So for all of you listening out there that are supportive of YWCA, thank you, because we can't do it without you, but we also can't do it without the federal government. And we've had, as a for instance, I said this to you earlier, Bonnie, we have three different HUD grants, Department of Housing and Urban Development grants, one dating back to 1989 that we've renewed annually since that time without interruption competitively. And that one's supposed to start on the 1st of January. I don't know what a mid-January continuing resolution means for that.
Right.
Yeah. Our budget's due Wednesday. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because obviously at most, and you're a former federal employee, as am I, continuing resolutions happen all the time. And sometimes in normal years, you'll have a continuing resolution October 1st through the end of the year or for a couple months, and then it'll get renewed and they'll keep renewing it, you know, for 6 months until you finally get another budget for that fiscal year. But this year, everything is up in the air because once the new fiscal year started October 1st for the federal government shut down. We might be close to ending the longest shutdown ever, but now it says there might be a continuing resolution through January. But like you said, does that mean middle of January? Is it straight 2 months? Is it through the end of January? What does it mean when we get to January? Are we going to look at another shutdown? Are we going to have another continuing resolution? So everything is up in the air, especially when it comes to your guys' funding then.
You know, it's people's homes. Yeah. In our case, it's really just paying for not only the supports to be there, but the apartment itself.
Yeah.
And so do I pay half the rent? It doesn't work that way.
No.
Right. In addition to that, you know, with the SNAP benefits, and I think we were again talking a little bit earlier, I think what happened over the weekend was people's air travel was interrupted and the average citizen was interrupted, where we see YWCA is the safety net.
Yeah.
And now you're eliminating funding for the safety net, too. I don't know what's going to happen. The reason I reached out and wanted to visit today was about this, but was also about the fact that we're seeing elderly women check into shelter at a rate I've not seen before. And I've been at YWCA nearly two decades now. And in my time there, a handful of times, we have an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah.
The average woman we serve is a 32-year-old mom escaping domestic violence with two kids with her. And so we've built programming up around children and getting kids to school and children's services and moms getting back to work and how do you apply for a job and those kinds of things. We have seven women right now between about 57 and over 80 that have checked into shelter in the last week and a half. That's a rate I've not seen before. And so people are really struggling out there. And so if you think, oh, this isn't impacting us in our local community, the reality is that it is, because I think those elderly women aren't able to stretch their paychecks any longer or their social security checks any longer with some of the things that they're seeing and needing to seek a homeless shelter. And so we've had to reach out to the state of North Dakota and say, what comes next for these women? Because we've not exited women out of shelter at this age, at this rate. And so
there would be new challenges for you.
Absolutely. There's programs that we don't know about serving those elderly women. And the state of North Dakota has been great. You know, Pat Trainer and his team reached back out to us right away from the Department of Health and Human Services. And Kathy Hogan, a local legislator, helped me get connected with the appropriate folks locally to try and get some of the home and base community services to come in to shelter and aid our team in providing the services that we need. So we're trying to respond to those services. But with this level of uncertainty, I've not seen this before. And I've been doing this an awfully long time.
And you wonder the stress of, you know, not being able to pay those bills, is that leading to an increase in domestic violence for this older demographic that you're talking about that you've been helping out?
Right. Some of the women that have checked in indicate domestic violence. Others just indicate they can't pay their bills any longer. And so it's a mixed bag that way. But that's anecdotal, right, in terms of what we're seeing in the last couple of weeks. But with the government shutdown, I think there is a real need for clarity. And so we've reached out and indicated we need some level of consistency here to make certain that people have a safe place to be. Because regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of where you're at, the information's clear. People believe that women and children who've been abused need some place to be and that we provide safety for them. We've seen that in this community. Our emergency shelter for women and children has been there nearly 50 years. But locally, we've been sheltering women coming in from farming communities back to 1906 in this community. So I think the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo, Red River Valley region believes in providing safety and shelter for women and children. And so it's one of those things where, like, this isn't a line item to cut. Women aren't, and their kids aren't, a line item that you just cross through.
No, I know you have been to D.C. before doing some lobbying, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So have our congressional delegation, have they heard from you, Aaron?
You know, what I would tell you is that Senator Hoeven came to our location earlier this summer when they were on recess, and he actually brought the HUD secretary with him. For the first time, we had a HUD secretary visit our location, and he's on a committee. Senator Hoven's been great. He's been on a committee. He's on the Appropriations Committee, but he's on the subcommittee of HUD that funds the programs that impact us. And I looked at him and said, you know, the House side completely eliminated one of the programs where we have a grant for $375,000 serving 40 people. They just line it out. He said, Aaron, I'll go back and fight to try and make certain that that's, and it's specific for domestic violence survivors. It's called the HUD DV set aside. And so it's a program specific for women who've been stalked, women who've been victims of dating violence, sexual assault, to help provide housing for them. And the House side just eliminated that. So I don't know what this continuing resolution means for that, you know, through January, but it sounds like
I
more to come.
You'll be on the phone a lot today and emails going out a lot. I mean, you've got a lot of stress you're under being the head here of the local YWCA. What about our listeners? Can they do anything? Can they get a hold of our congressional delegation? Can they make some phone calls to try to make more voices that are heard? Maybe we'll get some more action.
You know, I think that always is helpful, certainly. I think people like really tangible things they can do. They can absolutely make that phone call. But with food support being interrupted, you can donate food.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys always have a need for financial donations. Can you stretch that dollar further if people make a financial donation versus food, or it doesn't matter, you'll take whatever?
The answer is we'll take whatever, but the other answer is we can make it stretch further because we're able to buy directly from the Great Plains Food Bank at pennies on the dollar.
Okay.
And so dollars can translate into a little bit more stretched food for folks that need it. And any direct assistance funding that we received from the government that we have some leeway with, we've diverted anything that's, you know, supporting work shoes or transportation funds into funding food so people aren't hungry locally. Yeah. And so that's one of the things that we've done. And so we've diverted a lot of funding to help make certain that people have the food that they need to nourish themselves and be. Because
so the clothes might be a little old or tight, the shoes might be a little tight, but you got to eat. You got to prioritize.
You got to eat. You got to really look at that needs list, right, of what's out there. And speaking of needs lists, we have one on our website. So if you go over to the YWCA Cass Clay website, our needs list is updated every Tuesday. We update it every week. And so things can be dropped off over at our shelter on South University. I so appreciate you all taking the time and listening, and all of the listeners out there. Again, I think for those of us who get to wake up every day and be safe in the bed they were in, and look at your husband or look at your wife and say, hey, have a good day, I'll see you at the end of the day, and know that you live in a safe environment, know that you're fortunate.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets to live that way. And so, like I said, people in our community are suffering. And we see 350 women and children every single day are served by YWCA, a majority of them our kids.
Yeah.
And we're so fortunate to live in a community that's supportive. So thanks to all of those out there supporting. If you can, bring some food by.
Yeah.
Send a contribution so we can buy the food to make certain that people have some food in their bellies.
Mm. Well, we hope you get the answers you're looking for. We hope for a resolution and that all the agencies all across the country or benefits that are people are waiting for, we hope everything gets sorted out sooner rather than later. It's been far too long already. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Procno, YWCA CEO, joining us right here on Bonnie and Friends. Mississippi River levels raise concerns. One of the stories WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel will cover next. 7:24, we missed her the past few weeks. She was busy working on our farm special, which was phenomenal. The WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel back on Bonnie and Friends. Good morning to you, Bridget.
Good morning. It's nice to be back. Thanks for the time off, guys.
Oh, it wasn't really off. You are busy working hard behind the scenes and you knocked it out of the park. Nice work.
Well, for anyone who is listening, if you have feedback, comments, further questions, you know, yesterday I even had someone say, gosh, I didn't know about Oaks Truck and Trailer could pull my farm equipment out. How do I get a hold of them? Well, just drop me an email, ag@flagfamily.com. I would be happy to share with you contact information for any of those speakers who joined us, as well as if you just have general, like, you know, could you talk about this? Or I have a question here. I'll take care of those. You just got to let me know.
There you go.
ag@flagfamily.com. So, we had a nice harvest with a not as much rainfall in some areas so that we could get a crop off without too much trouble. And by some areas, I don't just mean locally, I mean across the U.S. Well, that lower rainfall has led to low river levels on the Mississippi River. So this is the fourth year in a row we've had that concern. We're not as bad as we were probably a year ago. But river levels dictate draft reduction, so it means that you can't put as much corn or soybeans on a barge and move it south when you have low river levels. Instead, you might have to send two barges, which doubles your transportation cost. And then the same for trying to bring fertilizer back up the river. A lot of our grain moves to the west, but that river traffic does help us out when it comes to getting fertilizer into, say, the Minneapolis area where we then truck it or run by rail. So it does still affect us, and right now a lot of eyes are watching those levels on the Mississippi River Valley. Something else you can be watching, Land O'Lakes, best known for their butter in this region, is also doing a limited edition line of butter yellow sneakers with clove. Apparently clove, I didn't know this, is a well-known footwear brand, and they're putting together style and philanthropy. You are thinking the Spikes,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what I'm confused. Like, what?
Nope. So they're making butter yellow sneakers, and they're doing it under the Clove brand, and then it's going to be style and philanthropy. Land O'Lakes is donating $15,000 worth of butter, which is just over 37,000 pounds, to Philabundance, a food bank in Philadelphia. And then Clove is donating 88 pairs of sneakers to the same organization for people who need new shoes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of an interesting little side note. Again, when you think of Land O'Lakes, often the first thing that comes to mind is butter and a food pantry donation. That sounds like a great idea to me.
Absolutely.
NDSU has opened registration for suicide prevention webinars, QPR, the Question, Persuade, Refer. Those webinars are coming up the first on November 20th in the afternoon, January 21st, and February 23rd. They're a 90-minute session. They address the concerns of high stress levels in ag jobs as well as your overall well-being. So they're there if you are in an agribusiness. Perhaps you are a local fire department or ambulance squad. This is a little bit of additional training. Again, it's 90 minutes. You can do it from the comfort of your office. You don't have to go anywhere for it. You can take the training. And I've been through it. I really recommend it. I think it's well worth the time, especially because we see those stress levels continuing to ratchet up, particularly as we go into the winter months. So let's not be afraid to have a little bit more information that can help us all out in the long run. So just a suggestion to those who might be, again, be in some of those emergency services areas out in the rural countryside. Mm. A little side note, maybe you noticed that the Farmer's Almanac is going away, closing after 208 years. Now, there's two of them. Now, the old Farmer's Almanac, that yellow covered, very familiar at the checkout stands at the grocery store, that publication is not going away.
Oh, okay.
There was a, that one is based out of New Hampshire. The Farmer's Almanac based out of Maine is the one that's closing down. And personally speaking, like many, I didn't even realize there were two until this discussion arose over the weekend.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought the one that we're all familiar with, the yellow one, was going away. Okay.
Yes. So you can continue to look for the yellow one, and we'll have to compare as our weather guy, Dean, will let us know what's going on between us on the LRC and the Farmer's the old Farmer's Almanac that's staying around in publication. Hmm. We'll see if they how they compare over the time. Well, for other questions you might have, as I mentioned, and any feedback on the WDAY Radio Farm Show we hosted last week, go ahead and send me those emails, ag@flagfamily.com. It might be a little more quiet in there without all my farm toys and dressed up studio stuff, you guys. We'll have to see what we can do to make it more festive for the holiday season.
There you go. Hey, you also mentioned something about the crops coming off too. Where are we with crops being hauled in, whether it's corn, wheat, soybeans, whatever?
You know, we've seen a lot of quick action as far as harvest is concerned right now. Sugar beets essentially wrapped up for the most part. In fact, last Thursday, I was out in the countryside and there was still a soybean field standing. Most soybeans are off. We do have a lot of the sunflowers are off. In that Devil's Lake area, we're still taking out some dryable beans as well as corn. It's been really wet up there. Some areas of the state, we just have not had that forward progress until it, one, stops raining, two, starts to freeze the ground so we can get in there and combine without, you know, sinking everything and bearing it up to its axles. So I would say we've made really good progress with the government shutdown. We haven't had our normal acres harvested reports out yet, but overall we've done pretty well right now. Just we've got to be careful. There are some really muddy fields out there.
Okay. And Bridget, if our listeners again want to get a hold of you?
ag@flagfamily.com.
Very good. Thanks, Bridget.
Have a great morning.
You too. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. It is 7:30. 7:32. Dino's here now with a check on our forecast.
And we've got a lot of clouds around, and we're going to continue to hold on to the cold air today. But after that, things improve for the rest of the week. Currently, we're in the mid-20s across the area. We're not going to move a whole lot, only up into the mid-30s today with a lot of clouds around and a little bit on the breezy side. We could see a few, we'll see a few more breaks in the clouds as we head towards evening, but that's not going to help us warm up a whole lot today. At normal highs this time of the year are right around 40, so a little bit below average with south winds cutting into that chill. About 10 to 25. Tonight, we'll see a few more breaks in the clouds, upper 20s, and Tuesday, more sunshine. A northwest wind, though, on the breezy side, and highs in the upper 40s tomorrow. We'll stay in the upper 40s on Wednesday, and then warm up into the low 50s on Thursday, upper 50s on Friday. Enjoy Friday, man.
That's crazy.
It's the record is in the 60s on Friday. I don't think we'll get there, but hey, we're not going to be far away. And then the weekend, we cool back down into the 30s and 40s. So all in all, not a bad looking week weather-wise. And again, we could be looking at snow this time of the year and just still not seeing it. So we'll count every day as a blessing that we don't see it. Unless you're unless you do snow removal, then you probably want to see a little snow.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it'll be coming.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather's brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated since 1979 with three convenient Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is now 7:34. We got to check on your national news from ABC. We got a WDAY Radio Sports Update, and then Dean will return with your 3-degree guarantee.
7:37, time to check out your WDAY Radio Sports with Jay Stenman.
Repeating as state champs, the Holly Nuggets, the top seed in the AA division, edged Chatfield in five sets to get that title back home once again. Katie Vetter led Holly with 15 kills, and then Annika Johnson added 12 for the Nuggets. Yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings fell to the Baltimore Ravens 27-19. They started off okay, but then just, I don't know. The Ravens were kicking field goals. You thought everything was okay. They got a couple touchdowns. In that second half, they get out to a 27-13 lead. They end up winning 27-19. Jalen Naylor had a good game. He caught five passes for 124 yards and a touchdown. Minnesota drops to 4-5 on the season. Ravens rise to 4-5 on the season. Vikings now host the Chicago Bears on Sunday at noon, and game of coverage will be available on Fox. Continuing on in Minnesota high school playoffs, we switch over to the football and state semifinals coming up. Friday in the 6A division, Moorhead will take on Lakeville South, who pulled off their own upset last week. That game will be at 7:30 p.m. right here on WDAY Radio with Larry Knutson on the call. Saturday, a couple more local teams will be playing for state championship berths as Breckenridge takes on Murray County Central at 11:30 a.m. That'll be followed up by a DGF Dilworth Glendon Felton taking on Waseca at 2 p.m. National sports, the Minnesota Wild got a 2-0 shutout victory over the Calgary Flames last night. Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov each scored a goal. Jesper Wallstedt saved all 36 shots he faced. The Wild now face the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday. That game is supposedly going to be available on Hulu. Minnesota Timberwolves, they played last night, which Bonnie and I didn't realize till this morning. Wolves win 144-117. The Wolves had seven players in double figures, led by Anthony Edwards, 26. They improved to 6-4 on the season, and tonight they visit the Utah Jazz. Tip-off scheduled for 8 p.m. available on FanDuel Sports North. College football over the weekend, MSUM defeats Jamestown 44-20. Gage Florence breaks the all-time Division II receptions record. He now has 392 receptions and counting, a chance to maybe crack that 400 reception mark by the time that game ends on Saturday down in Mankato. Jack Strand, well, he broke another record as well. He broke the NSIC total touchdowns record this weekend, and he's got a chance to add to it as well himself this coming weekend. This past weekend, Concordia edged McAllister 17-14. NDSU squeaked by UND 15-10. The Bison won the Missouri Valley regular season conference title. And South Dakota upset South Dakota State 24-17. In hockey this weekend, the Fargo Force dropped a couple on the road in Lincoln, losing 3-0 and 7-4 Friday and Saturday. College hockey, North Dakota swept Omaha 7-2 and 4-1. Golden Gophers swept Notre Dame 3-0 and 4-1. And Concordia College men got a split against Augsburg, 2-1 overtime win Friday and a 4-1 loss on Saturday. In the golfing world, the Worldwide Technology Championship was held in lovely Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Ben Griffin won the tournament at 29-under. Tom Hoagie golfed well. He finished tied for 18th at 21-under par. Coming up on our family of stations this week, Friday over on the flag, Dakota Bowl, Fargo Davies will take on Bismarck Century in the AAA division. That game will be kicking off at 6:30 p.m. James and I on the coverage for that one. And then Saturday, James and I head all the way down to Mankato for the Battle of Minnesota State University title as Moorhead takes on Mankato. 11 a.m. pregame, 12 p.m. kickoff. And then right here on WDAY Radio, we'll get things started tomorrow night with some EDC volleyball quarterfinals. West Fargo, the 4-seed, taking on Shanley, the 5-seed, at 6 p.m. We'll have another match on Thursday. That is to be determined who we'll be covering. And then Saturday, Concordia Cobbers will be at Carlton. Larry Knutson will be on the call with a 12 p.m. kickoff for all your action there. Sports This Hour is brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com.
Your smile is more than just your teeth. It is your confidence, your joy, your story. At Dakota Implant and Sedation Center, Dr. Matt Eaton and his compassionate team help you reclaim that smile with same-day smile transformations that truly are life-changing.
They know how hard it's been, so they make it easier with sedation, kindness, and payment options that work for you. Call the caring team at Dakota Implant and Sedation Center in Fargo or visit dakotaimplant.com. In no time, you'll be smiling like you mean it.
If you want to go see Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends, plus comedian and former NYC cab driver Jimmy Fela, they are going to be here in Fargo this Saturday at the Fargo Holiday Inn, and you can get your tickets.
Yes, visit freedommattersusa.com or eventbrite.com right now. VIP tickets are going fast. Veterans and student tickets are super affordable, and all proceeds help grow Turning Point USA chapters. So visit freedommattersusa.com or eventbrite.com right now.
All right, and tomorrow is Veterans Day, so a lot of the banks will be closed. No postal service. Just want to give you a heads up. City of Moorhead, their garbage recycling, their Tuesday routes will be collected on Wednesday. For the city of Fargo, all city municipal court will be closed, but their garbage and recycling collections will run on schedule. So if Tuesday is your day in the city of Fargo, put your garbage and or recyclables out. 743, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. 745, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Okay, was forecasting 36, I believe, right?
That is correct.
On Friday, we hit 35.
How much of a roll is he on now?
Yeah, what nine.
Nine.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Not bad. We'll make it 10 after today, hopefully. 36.
Hey, okay, Mr. Confidence.
We're going to go 30. We're
going 36 again.
We're
going
to go 36 again today. A lot of clouds around, and it will be on the breezy side with south winds about 10 to 25. Upper 20s tonight, and then the rest of the week we're above normal with 40s and 50s by the end of the week. Unbelievable. Nice. So today's the coldest day of the week, and the 3-degree guarantee, 36.
And that is brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Thank you, Dino.
It's not a porcelain toilet, but it's made out of gold, and it's on the
gold!
Auction
block.
We'll talk about it next. 748, Monty and Friends, WDAY Radio. 220-pound, 18-karat gold, solid gold toilet is going to be up on the auction block.
I can't wait to bid on that.
It was first exhibited in the bathroom of New York's Guggenheim Museum in 2006.
Yes, the Guggenheim.
3 years later, thieves armed with sledgehammers stole it in a 5-minute heist. It's been found.
And what are you going to do with it? Are you going to melt it down? And obviously they didn't melt it down since it's been found.
That would, I mean, like if you're rich, like maybe it's a good thing, a talking point that people can use your gold throne, but I would like sell
it. If I had a golden toilet, I wouldn't let anybody use it. That'd be my throne. My wife would wonder why I'm always in there anyway, because she's just like, you always take so long in the bathroom. What are you doing in there?
How many times would you have to use it to get your money's worth out of it? It's so expensive. You know who owns it now is the owner of the Mets, Steve Cohen.
That makes perfect sense, because the Mets don't know how to spend money very effectively.
Well, he bought this toilet, and now I guess it's going back up on the auction block.
Well, probably because he has to pay for more players, because the ones they keep signing never work out for the Mets.
Maybe. So it's going to be on display. People can bid on it. They say it would not be available for use. Well, duh. But gross. Like, why do you want to use toilet? I don't care if it's made out of gold.
Neither do I.
Wonder how much it'll go for.
Well, is it actually, you're telling me it's actually solid gold?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're going to weigh that gold and figure out how much it's worth. I mean, that would be the easiest way to do it, but I don't know that I would.
It's going to be a lot more than that, because crazy people with money like that to spend are going to like jack the bid up higher and higher.
I know,
and higher.
My personal thought is that like if it's X amount of pounds and gold costs or gold is worth so much per ounce and you multiply it out, you get the price for it.
Gold prices are up now too.
Sure,
so.
But I mean that's what I would pay for it. I wouldn't pay extra. I wouldn't pay like. You know, if the value of the toilet's like $5 million, I'm not going to pay $10 million for a golden toilet, because it's not worth that.
If you had $10 million to spend, you
I would
might.
Have to have billions of dollars to want to spend money on a golden toilet.
It'll be somebody very, very rich. Or maybe like
it'll be a nice display case. Oh, here's my newest addition to my art collection. Oh, what is that a toilet?
Would you like
yes,
to use
it's
it?
Solid gold.
Would you like to use it to make sure you flush?
No, it'd be like it's a toilet gross. When you go look at toilets at Home Depot and they're not connected to anything, but yet somebody always ends up using one of them.
No.
Hey, I used your gold toilet, bro. It's not a usable toilet. It's a display piece. Oh, sorry, bro.
Some people aren't too smart. They think this gold toilet will go for somewhere around $10 million.
See?
Yikes.
I bet you it's not, technically the gold is not worth $10 million. It's probably worth like 5 or 8 at the most.
Probably not.
So dumb.
The artist, Maurizio Catalan.
He's an artist because he made a golden toilet.
Uh-huh. He also...
I use that term very loosely.
It's a perfect foil to Catalan's other equally infamous banana on a wall comedian, which sold for $6.25 million last fall. So
banana on a wall.
The duct tape banana. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So this is the same character that
he's not.
Well,
the
I don't think the banana on the wall was artwork, but
no,
I guess
was it?
The what about, artist what a, thought it was.
Wasn't there one story in this year where there was a there was an invisible piece of art and you had to imagine it or something stupid, and
something
they actually
dumb
like sold
like that.
It.
Yeah. I guess.
Bonnie, if you could make something out of gold as a quote unquote art piece, what would you make? A solid gold what?
Like a necklace I could wear or something.
I'm talking about something dumb.
I can't make artwork. I like have no artistic ability whatsoever.
I'm saying if you could make something out of solid gold that is in the realm of the golden toilet, what would you make? Would you make a solid gold oven, a solid gold cast iron pan? You know, what would you have that was solid gold that would be more of an art piece?
I have a weird, okay, so I have a couple of weird things that I got. Well, one of them came from Africa. It's like elephant tusks. And then I got this really strange, weird cat. It's like 6 feet tall that I got at Pier 1 Imports. So I might as well, cat, elephant. How about like
a solid gold cat with elephant tusks?
A tiger. I'd make a tiger out of it, yeah. Something to go with the theme of these random weird things I
might
have.
Just make a random, like, solid gold PlayStation. Just because.
Well, yeah, because if you have that much money, just
well,
because you
well,
can
if
do
you've
whatever.
Got that much money, why not make a solid gold bathroom sink?
To go with your
solid gold toilet. So that way you could shave in a solid gold sink.
There you go.
And wash all your little small hairs down the sink when you get
done
shaving.
Do you actually wash them down or you leave them there?
No, I try and wash them down.
Somebody in my house leaves them there. Probably two somebody's.
I was
going
to say they both need to shave, so
yeah.
One probably more than the other.
One said stuffed on the sink, would you? All right. Senate has voted to pass a funding measure marking a major step toward reopening the government. What does that mean? Not exactly sure, but we'll talk about it in your Money and Markets coming up next. 7:57, checking out your money and markets. Opening bell rings this morning on Wall Street after stocks closed mixed to end the week. Stocks struggled with the market pressured by more AI losses. A survey from the University of Michigan added to concerns about the economy as consumer sentiment reached near lowest level on record. At Friday's close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 75 points. S&P 500 was up 8 and the NASDAQ lost 49.
Coming up in the business week ahead, the ongoing government shutdown once again means some normally scheduled reports may not be released, although we might be getting close to the end of that. Things get off to a quiet start today, and the Veterans Holiday will keep the bond market closed on Tuesday. The stock market, however, will observe regular trading hours, and the National Federation of Independent Business will still release its optimism index. Skip ahead to Thursday, and we'll be going without weekly data on jobless claims and missing the consumer price index, which helps gives the Fed a better read on inflation. The producer price index and retail sales data are on the calendar for Friday, but right now they're being withheld without the government reopening.
Well, the Senate has voted 60-40 to pass a funding measure, marking a major step toward reopening the government. Eight members of the Senate Democratic Caucus joined Republicans in advancing the measure, which would fund the government through January 30th. The vote yesterday came after an agreement was reached that included a future vote on extending health care subsidies and assurances that federal workers furloughed during the shutdown would be reinstated. Still, hurdles remain before the government can fully reopen. Any senator could slow the process for several days, and the House must reconvene to approve the Senate's deal. All of this is playing out as it is. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the impact on the economy is getting worse and worse each day that government shutdown continues.
This is interesting. The Trump administration is working on a plan to introduce a 50-year fixed-rate mortgage. It's a long time.
Yeah.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency director posted on X Saturday of the news. The agency director called the move a complete game-changer. His announcement comes after Trump shared a graphic online comparing his proposal to the 30-year mortgage policies backed by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the New Deal. Agency Director Bill Pulte also said the administration is laser-focused on ensuring the American dream for young people, which he says can only happen on an economic level of home buying.
Well, we keep seeing and hearing stories about how this generation here can't afford to buy homes, so if you can make the rate lower, you're going to have to pay another 20, 30 years or whatever
on
it.
A 50-year one, I mean, maybe that works to get some more people in houses, but other people, I mean, I think you're going to buy one house and you're not going to be doing a lot of selling houses and buying others for the most part because, man, a 50-year mortgage, that is, I would have had to have started my mortgage, when I was three to get it paid off by now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, We'll see. Stay tuned for developments on that.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. 802, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with our forecast. Is it kind of going to be gloomy all day today?
Yeah. We're not going to see a lot of sunshine today, a lot of clouds around. But, hey, I was, you know, don't you love Facebook memories? So I opened up Facebook this morning, and it said, you know, on your memories from 2022, we had blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings for the entire area.
I saw a friend that shared it was some pretty good snow on the ground.
Yeah. So, again, things could be a lot different out there, that's for sure. Today, no snow to worry about, but a lot of cloud cover around, and we're looking at temperatures currently in the mid-20s. We'll warm up into the mid-30s today with a south wind at 10 to 25, so we'll have wind chills in the 20s. Going to feel a little chilly today. Breaks in the clouds tonight. We'll drop off into the upper 20s and more sunshine for your Tuesday. But we'll have winds still on the breezy side out of the northwest. We'll have highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. We'll stay in the upper 40s on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, we're back into the 50s. So a mild week ahead outside of today. Temperatures all week long will be well above where they should be for this time of the year.
All right. Thank you, Neil.
Dean's Weather This Hour brought to you by Ace Out Golf Simulators. Golf season is done for the year, but you can golf year-round. Work on your game. You can golf any golf course in the world at a golf simulator. It is a show-stopping amenity for your home, your apartment, your office build. It's also a smart upgrade, adds value and year-round excitement. It's easy to install and maintain with local support from owner Austin. Also, holiday party season is here. You can rent their space at Ace Out Golf Simulators or have one of them brought to your location. Great for your work party. Also, groom's dinners, post-proms, corporate events. Get a hold of them over at Ace Out Golf Simulators. Why take go to the course when Ace Out can bring the course to you? Again, aceoutgolf.com. Ace Out Golf Simulators. Improve your game. Improve your life. 8:04, time for your national news from ABC. Then Jace will check out your WDAY Radio Sports. 8:08, Nader from Kingpins joining us shortly. We're going to find out what they have going on. But first of all, a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
Minnesota Vikings dropped their game yesterday to the Baltimore Ravens, 27-19. J.J. McCarthy passed for 248 yards, one touchdown, but did have two interceptions. Aaron Jones had a touchdown run. Jalen Naylor had a good day, 124 yards receiving and a touchdown catch. Minnesota drops to 4-5 on the season. Vikings now host Chicago Bears on Sunday, November 16th. It's going to be scheduled for noon. It'll be on Fox. Another state championship for the Holly Nuggets. They were the top seed in the AA division tournament. They beat number 3 Chatfield in 5 sets. They had to come back down 2-0, win the next 3, and they retained that state championship. They were led by Katie Vetter and Annika Johnson. Minnesota high school football playoffs continue this week. Friday night, we'll have it live here on WDAY Radio. In the 6A division, Moorhead takes on Lakeville South. Both teams pulled upsets in the quarterfinals. That contest will start at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, a couple more local teams in action. Breckenridge will take on Murray County Central at 11:30 a.m. And after that, Dilworth, Glendon, and Felton will take on Waseca at 2 p.m. Minnesota Wild got a 2-0 shutout victory over the Calgary Flames last night. Jesper Volstead saved all 36 shots he faced. Fargo Forest dropped a pair in Lincoln this weekend, losing 3-0 Friday, 7-4 on Saturday. Minnesota Timberwolves, to Bonnie and my surprise, played last night. They beat the Sacramento Kings 144-117. Wolves had 7 players in double digits. They raised their record to 6-4 on the season. They will play tonight against the Utah Jazz. Tip-off scheduled for 8 p.m., and that will be on FanDuel Sports North. College football over the weekend. Minnesota State Moorhead defeats Jamestown 44-20. Gage Florence broke the all-time Division II receptions record. He needed 5. He went ahead and got 10 receptions. He now has 392 receptions and counting. Not to be outdone, Jack Strand broke the NSIC total touchdowns record this weekend with his touchdown passes. The two have a chance to add to their amazing career totals when they head down to Mankato this weekend. Concordia edged McAllister 17-14 on Saturday, and NDSU beat UND 15-10. The Bison won the Missouri Valley regular season title. And in another upset for the South Dakota Coyotes, they beat South Dakota State 24-17, so the Jackrabbits continue their free fall. In the Worldwide Technology Championship in Cabo San Lucas, Ben Griffin won the tournament at 29 under par. Tom Hoagie tied for 18th at 21 under par. Also on our family of stations this week, Friday, the Dakota Bowl on our sister station, The Flag. Fargo Davies takes on Bismarck Century in the 3A division at 6:30 p.m. And then Saturday, James and I will hit the road bright and early for the battle to get to see who is Minnesota State University for the entire year. Well, maybe not, but still. Moorhead at Mankato, 11 a.m. pregame, 12 p.m. kickoff. Right here on WDAY Radio this week. We'll get things started tomorrow with EDC Volleyball Quarterfinals. Number 4 seed West Fargo hosts number 5 seed Shanley at 6 p.m. We'll follow that up on Thursday with another semifinal matchup, but that will be yet to be determined as who we cover on those two on that matchup. Excuse me. Saturday, Concordia Cobbers at Carleton, 12 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson on the action. He'll be staying down in the cities after he goes down there to cover the Spuds in that Friday night contest against Lakeville South.
All right, coming up tomorrow morning, Flatland Music Flashback. We do that each and every morning right around 6:56 on Bonnie and Friends. It's brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this singer who got drunk on a plane. He was He was arrested by the FBI for drunk and disorderly conduct. He was on his way to a Rolling Stones concert with another person who was an actor at that time. Both of them got busted. They were harassing the stewardesses.
I guess this is not the basis of that song, that country song, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Yeah.
Because that had to do with someone's marriage not happening, and so they were going on a vacation on their own.
Different story.
Yeah.
Different singer who I think died of alcohol-related illness at a young age. We'll tell you who it is. Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56 tomorrow morning. Probably wondering, what the heck? Why is she playing that? Well,
deck- too soon. Too soon.
We don't have a Deck the Lanes song, so I went with Deck the Halls. Deck the Lanes at Kingpins. Nader is here to talk all about it. Good morning to you, Nader.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I saw you guys have a little flyer that's showcased at our front desk when we walk in. It's like, well, that looks like a fun event.
Yeah, yeah. So we decided this year to do a little something different. You know, every year, or at least the last couple of years, my wife has been an amazing addition to our team. She helps decorate Kingpins, and she takes great pride. Every year we have a different theme in our house as well. Like, so she last year, I think
she's all in on this.
Her, like, my I'm 4th of July. 4th of July, no budget, go into the firework joint and just have fun.
There you go.
Christmas is her 4th of July. She gets to do whatever she wants to do. She doesn't say anything. She shows me a picture and I just nod, and she's like, this is what we're gonna do. And I'm like, okay. And
yes, dear.
And I expect all the boxes from Amazon. I say, yes, of course, whatever you need. So we got together and said, hey, you know, again, we always talk about community and we want to give back a little bit. So what we decided is that we're gonna purchase a couple dozen Christmas trees, 6-foot Christmas trees, and we're gonna let businesses basically, for a donation, buy them for us, and they can decorate them however they want, and they'll be up from next Monday, the 17th, all the way through January 5th, and they'll get a chance for the thousands of people that are going to come through during the holiday season to vote on it. And the winning tree gets a special discount rate on event space for the following year. They also get to keep the tree and then come back for a discounted price in the following year. So
nice.
We're going to put trees up all over Kingpins.
Are you pocketing all the money, all the proceeds?
No, absolutely not.
No? What are you doing with it, Nader?
We are going to give a portion of that of what we get from there to the Boys and Girls Club of the Red River.
Oh,
so we want to make sure. So that's you know, we, like I said, we're proud to be a part of this community. We want to give back a little bit. So, I think it would make Kingpins look beautiful. Absolutely no doubt about it. A couple dozen Christmas trees throughout. But, I mean, it gives a chance for businesses to kind of have some fun, do whatever they want with their Christmas tree, and then it obviously gives us a chance to give all those proceeds back.
So. And the Boys and Girls Club of the Red River Valley doing great things. And yeah, for a business, for $100 to make a donation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And you can take the tree with you when it's all over, and then
you
if you want to be
business,
about it,
name
business cards,
on there,
however you
want
to decorate it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can put business cards on there, you know, discount cards on there. You could just dress it up however you want to, create a theme. But it'll be all throughout, you know, the front, through the 48 Lounge, through the front, through a little bit in the arcade, towards the bowling lane.
That's
so
some
we'll
great exposure
out, you know.
For business and name recognition.
Yeah, and, you know, we, on any this past weekend, kind of showed us, you know, we could probably push, you know, a little bit over 2,000 people through that building on any given weekend.
I bet you can.
Yes, Saturday was Saturday we were packed. You know, as hockey tournaments start to gear up, I mean, that's a lot of people. And it's not only people from this area, it's people from around the area that come traveling in.
Was it intentionally designed with really high ceilings, Kingpins? Lots of space and high ceilings.
So, you know, the it's beautiful, but the worst part about it is that we do have to spend our Monday mornings shooting birthday balloons down from the ceiling.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So we get up on the
aspect.
Ladder and we have a little Nerf gun that we that we have to take some balloons down.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I was just thinking, heat rises, noise rises.
Yeah, no, it is. It gets animated. There's no doubt about it on the weekends.
It's fun, though. You're a fun place to go to. Why not?
No, I absolutely love it there. I have so much fun. So does the rest of our team. Like, we just have a great time. And it's nice when it's humming and that place is packed. It's truly enjoyable. It's just fun to see a lot of kids and adults
having fun.
Right. Yeah. And
how can you not smile along with them?
We added some pinball machines. We added some pinball machines.
What do you have?
So we added about, five or six pinball machines, all new technology. It's been so long since I was a pinball guy, right?
Right.
These are so cool. There's a Godzilla, there's a James Bond, there's an X-Men, there's just so many cool games. I'm not going to lie. You know, once again, I may or may not on Friday, because it was a little bit slower, and when my day ended, I may have told my wife I had a meeting. And I spent about an hour. Now she's going to find out because I know she's listening. You can up your budget for Christmas now, babe.
How fun is that?
Yeah. So, you know, we're just always trying to add some stuff, have some fun. So now, you know, parents kind of nostalgic and maybe get your kids interested in pinball because it's not mom and dad's pinball by any stretch of imagination. Yeah. It has come a long way.
Yeah. Well, if you just look at Madden or some of the games that that they're playing on TV now, you walk in and you think an actual NFL or absolutely. NBA game is going on.
No, it is nuts. I was there back in the day, and you know, I got a Nintendo when I was in junior high, and that was the big technology at that time. And compare it to now, sometimes you walk in and people are like, are you watching? Is that a football game going on right now? And you're like, no, I'm just playing a video game.
Yeah, so everything from the graphics to just the speech.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything that's going on, the play-by-play, and it's amazing. And I'm still a Madden fan, and so is my 12-year-old. And we have a TV upstairs and downstairs, so we usually play head-to-head a lot. We added the pinball machines. You know, we're always tweaking. We're always trying to add some stuff. We don't want anybody who was here last season to come back and see the same. You know, we added games at the beginning of this year, a dozen new arcade games, and now we added some pinball games.
And bowling's always fun. I mean, if you have family or friends that come into town, it's like, what do? Well, you go to Kingpin's and you bowl on some new fancy lanes over there.
You get some food and get some drink and have some fun, and you can, you can burn a couple of hours there pretty easily and with a lot of fun.
Did you just, the new pinball machines, did you just find a spot in there or did you have to take anything out?
No. It is, during the summer when it's a little bit slower, right in the 48 Lounge, right behind our access tilt, which is our little concession stand. We usually had games like Jenga and larger Tetris and so on and so forth. So we just moved those because now it's busy season and we just put the games there. So
the more the merrier. Nice.
It's right in the 48 Lounge, so it's right in the corner. If you're heading to the suite, it's right there.
What if somebody wants to book the back room there for like Christmas parties? Are you guys already booked out and stuff?
We are pretty booked. Ashley does have a couple of dates left and it's crazy because for a while they were like, Christmas Eve now just got completely sold out.
Oh,
it's crazy, but we still have a few days left in January, a few days left in December. We are pretty busy. You know, she's doing an amazing job. We're pretty busy until of April of 2026.
That's
like
great.
We're pretty packed, but she's got days, and we figure stuff out. Like that's what we do. Like if you have a smaller party, a smaller company, we'll find some place for you. If a larger one, we'll move some things around. But yeah, you could just give Ashley a call.
Yeah,
and book your holiday party.
Let's talk about some of your food because I know you guys are continuing to add Chef Chris, right?
Yep, Chef Chris.
Continuing to add new items.
Yep, Chef Chris and I sat again on Friday. So you know, a little teaser: we are working on a lunch menu, a little special lunch menu Monday through Thursdays. But yeah, you know, we are still smoking our wings and we're still going. I think Chef's got an applewood that he's doing now so it's constantly changing. But there's a few, you know, the crispy chicken club. We added a chicken sandwich for the kids. We have the Carolina gold pizza, again, which is a Carolina pulled pork, some bread and butter pickles, some fried onions on it, and a little ranch dressing over the top of it to kind of complete it. And then, of course, you know, for guys like myself that may have had one too many desserts, we added the hot fudge brownie skillet. To our menu as well. So, you know, just to have some fun. Like, it's just, you know, Chris is ever changing There every Friday when he comes to me and says, "Hey, let's talk." I know exactly what he wants to talk about. He wants to talk about tweaking the menu. And
sit down, boss. I've got some food you need to sample.
And it's great. It's great because even the stuff that's on the menu right now, you know, we go through a lot of menu changes in a positive way because he'll sit there, he'll see something, he'll see what it comes out.
And you get feedback.
He'll get feedback from customers, right? From our team members because you know we give a great discount for our team members. While they're working, our team members get 75% off if anybody's looking to join
that
the team.
That is a super good deal. Wow.
And 50% off when you're not at work.
Really?
Yeah, we
I would gain so much
weight. Our team is the heart and soul of everything. And I know everybody says that, but it truly is. So yeah, we give great discounts for you when you're in the building and even when you're not on the clock and you bring your family in. But anyhow, Chris will, you know, he'll come to me like, "Hey, that Carolina Gold, like, we should put ranch dressing on it." I'm like, "Okay, cool." I'm like, all right, let me make a phone call. We'll get another 100 menus printed out really quick." So, and then he'll just be like, "Hey, you know what, if we did a hoagie, let's do a hoagie roll on this." And I was like, "Yeah, okay, we'll do a hoagie roll. Sounds great, Chris. Let's whatever you say, man.
Yeah,
like,
right? It's your He's thing. The expert.
You're the expert. I just eat. Like, I can eat. I can tell you if it's good or not." But yeah, and it's funny because when he comes, it's usually Friday morning. I'm getting ready to head to the bank, and he just has a smile on his face. I'm like, "All right, I got 15 minutes. Let's sit down and talk what you're doing."
So. Oh, love that. So you're hiring too?
Yeah. We're always hiring. We're looking for some servers and bartenders, some attraction staff. We're unbelievably flexible. On ours, we're open 11-11. We understand that, kids go to school. We understand that even parents have commitments. So, we can work your day shifts out around your kid's schedule. You work your evenings out. We have people that work every other weekend. We always want good talent in that building, we also want good service. So we're always accommodating to people's schedules, also to fill our gaps and voids as well. But
sound like a great place to work.
Yeah.
Too,
it's fun. Like I said, I look forward to it. I enjoy going there every day. Mm-hmm. So it's fun.
And because Ashley isn't busy enough with the Deck the Lanes promotion that's going on and other stuff. She's also the point person to get the K-12 school outings.
Yeah.
As well.
So our school package that we have going on right now, we've opened it up. We have it advertised from 9 to 4, but with sports and everything else going on. So we've opened it up. So just give Ashley a call. We did a cross country team a couple weeks ago, and they came in at 6, and they were there pretty much from 6 to 9. But it's $35. It includes pizzas and soda, bowling, and then you get a choice of one of the attractions, either a laser tag or escape rooms. You get a $15 arcade pass. And then for $10 more, you can do all the attractions. You can do laser tag, bowling, escape rooms, and then you still get your $15 card. So it's fun. And again, we've said it a million times, and we understand that some schools are on a budget, so just give us a call. We can work a package out as well. But that's the basis right there, is that $35 package. Yeah, Ashley's phone is, there's never not a moment it's not ringing. So
that's
a good thing. Yeah, exactly. That's why she's there. She does a good job.
And so the Deck the Lanes, you have the trees already. So if businesses want to get onto that already?
The trees are coming in. One place that everybody seems to order from, then packages magically show up on your front desk. So we wanted to get a head count, obviously, because we didn't want to order. So at first we're like, we order a dozen. And all of a sudden, marketing department, which marketing and kingpins.com is what you can send it out to. It just went crazy. So we have kind of remapped some stuff, and I've ordered more trees. So it's going to be fun. Yeah. So starting next Monday, they can come in and start decorating.
Oh, awesome. Sounds awesome.
And you can call us anytime afterwards as well. Like, if you have to talk to your boss and have to give it a couple of weeks, we'll find a place for your tree all the way up to January 5th. So that's when we're going to make the announcement of the winner.
Well, just get a hold of you guys, either Nate or Ashley or anybody. Just tell them what you're calling for, and then they'll get you the right person.
Pop in for lunch. We'll have a conversation. Like, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Nader.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
You bet. It is 8:25, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We are going to head to the American Ag Network next. 8:28, the Coffee Club. Janae and Ronnie have arrived in studio. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
Ronnie in his short sleeves. Jace, you went and put a jacket
on.
It was really cold Friday and Saturday with that wind.
Yeah, that was cold.
It was.
I didn't really feel like this morning was all that cold.
I think because the wind wasn't as strong. I said the same thing. It was like, it feels a lot better out here this morning. Than
no frost on my windshield.
My flowers are finally dead after dropping down below 20.
We had a few that were hanging on in the corner, but I don't know what they were. They weren't the zinnias. Sandy said they were something else in
there. I had a couple of petunias that were still, and I'm like, it's time to get rid of them.
My Gerber daisies were still hanging in there, and then after the weekend, they...
They died. That's what I had too, and that was the weekend. Yeah, but there was a couple petunias and pots, and I'm just like, oh, let's just get rid of this. The season's over.
Yeah,
like I'm not going to deny it.
Well, I was ready to get rid of them a long time ago, and
but
Charles
they still
was like,
had color,
nope,
right?
Nope.
When they still had color to them, it was hard to throw them in the trash. Yeah. It's like you might as well enjoy an extra month of
I don't
flowers.
Care. Chuck was let them live as long as they can. I'm like, okay.
Well, you were probably ready to get out the holly and sprigs of greenery or whatever you have decorated for Christmas.
I haven't decorated anything. I've wrapped a few presents, but no decor's up yet. I think this weekend we'll do it.
Heaven forbid you don't get those presents wrapped by December 25th, Janae.
I have a lot of them to wrap.
You're crazy when it comes to Christmas.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Not me.
And I have no shame.
Mm. I got a budget, man.
Mm. We just put up the Thanksgiving decorations.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't really have Thanksgiving decorations.
I had a turkey dinner yesterday and was so good.
Ooh, where'd you get
so
that
good.
At?
Well, my wife makes it kind of a little family compromise deal. So we don't.
She doesn't like turkey.
They don't like turkey. Yeah. So
you got an early turkey dinner.
I did. Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah,
I like
pretty
that.
Cool. Yeah.
We're doing turkey and ham this year, both, which was kind
very
of,
tasty.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of. I love ham.
Yeah. And I mean, you can get so many different sizes. You don't have to get like a massive ham and a massive turkey. You can get different sizes. Mm-hmm. So. We got a smaller ham, so I'm going to do her ham and turkey. And for leftovers, who cares? Delicious.
Just hamming it up.
There I always go. Make enough for leftovers, so
course.
I know we'll have leftovers.
Yeah, you go through all that work. Why wouldn't you have leftovers?
It's true. It's so much work.
And you can
and then you
freeze
eat
it.
For like,
you're
what,
sick of it?
20 minutes?
Yeah, and if you're sick of it, you can always freeze it.
That's right.
For a later date. What are you guys doing on the coffee club today?
Nader's with us. He was just with you guys. He's with us, too.
Mm-hmm. If he doesn't fall asleep, he said.
Yes.
He's on his phone. I can see him.
We'll give him a little kick on the way out the door.
Okay.
Make sure he stays awake.
Thank you. Give him a little jolt. Small Business Monday. Today, we're going to speak with Willow Health. It is the new clinic that is opening up on North Broadway, way up north by me.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it'll be nice to have something up there.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure. What else? We have just lots of fun things, too. Habits that might be keeping us broke. Not even realizing it.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
is that,
see what that is.
Is that the one where my bank's got these forecasting tools that they send me on my app, and it says, you may have overspent the last month by blah, blah, blah.
Oh, really? You get something like that?
Yeah, usually it's like, listen, bank, I know I spend too much money, okay?
Listen,
like
bank.
It's kind of like if you spend too much time on your phone, it lets you know your bank does that. Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah. I've not seen that one before.
Are you a Bell banker?
I am not a Bell banker.
Okay, I'm a Bell banker. I don't get
well,
that.
Well, I take that back. I am through my wife. Our joints we have at Bell Bank. I have an account that I've had for years since I was an employee of the U.S. Bank.
Mm. Oh,
so
U.S. Bank.
I got a couple of them, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they at
there
least
you
let
go.
You know you're spending too much money, so there's that, Ronnie.
I would look at me like, none of your business.
Hey, as long as I have enough money coming in, I can spend it any way I want to.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have checks, which is just as good as money.
There you go. Some people think that. All right. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club. That's coming up next. Jace, let's get out of here.
All right. You betcha.
Bonnie and friends, we will be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a great day.